Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Yeah. shit go up and down. That bitch, 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 that bitch can't bounce like that bounce, 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 that bitch can't hold up, 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 make that shit go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up and down, that bitch can't pop like me, down, up and down, go up and down, up and down, go up, 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 hold up.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror, a collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagoween. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagoween. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead, open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave, Team Realness, Children of the Corn, Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. 3 grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall Mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon Mother Shay Shay Chanel, says, it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary Mother Sasha Garcon and the icon Mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, 3 grudge matches. 3 divas will win. $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagween.
Tonight we're going to get into, you know, what we get into every regular Tuesday night, Blatty. So without further ado, I'm going to go and get my co-host and we're going to go live.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hey, lovely. How are you?
I'm fine and lovely. So we have to get down to the bottom of, you know, who took away the chat room because it's a big thing.
Hi, London. Hi,
Tiffany. Hey, Tiffy.
Wait, I have some exclusivity, but I think we have... Jason, right, wait, you, of course, Tiffany,
mm-hmm.
Who else do we have?
Is J-Rock and Dev here? Mark's going to probably be late because he's probably on his way home.
Okay.
So I think it's only Jason, Tiffany, and Lance, me.
Honey, where is not Ema? Well, first, let me say, I don't know what happened to the chat, but I do know, London, that girl, the INS ran up in my shop today, girl, looking for you.
Oh, really?
Girl, they were saying, where is the Bridges? Where is Bridges? I was like, ooh, honey, I don't know who y'all talking about.
They must be looking for Selvin. You know, she thought she was clear as water coming out in the little children's, you know, take home show and tell project type thing. No, really, but I just want to go on that subject. Like, you know, did no one feel they feel they did not have to go up for her? Did they feel that she looked really? You know, she looked a fool.
You're talking about when she came out with the feathers on, right?
Yeah.
I missed
she came
this
out
altogether.
Like she was a half skin, when she was a half-skinned chicken, dipped in flour, about to get fried, and she ran out to her. Yeah.
I missed that one. I need to go back to Barbara. Is that on Barbara Throwbacks?
Let me do the honors and post it.
Yes.
Right, because that's what it gives. It gives very much that. Wait.
London.
So, J-Rock, you're there.
Yes. How do you feel about them playing the United States national anthem in your country all the time and all day?
Sweetie, we are not going to come from my country. We have a lot of your citizens down here with that we can kill, okay?
I think y'all got like two medals.
Your queen was already sitting up there looking constipated at the opening ceremony.
We have a PC. We have a private caller. Is that you, Naima?
Oh, wait. Do you have Naima?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Oh,
no,
Lord Jesus.
Oh, no, no, no. Hello.
Oh, my God. Robert was there to me. This is Sheba. What is the problem?
Is Sheba and Nicole the same person?
No, because they were both on here one time at the same time talking.
No, you know, I don't want the Arm & Hammer guy to call in tonight, so no Arm & Hammer, please.
Brenda, what's going on?
What's going on, Sheba doll? What's going on?
I'm just calling
Shay with the Naya and, you know, the way she gave life to Dee Dee.
Mm. Oh, yes. Well, you know, I didn't want to bring... What you mean, honey? Don't come for the rock and socking, honey, Jason. Not too much now.
I'm just thinking about... I'm sorry, I got the wrong person in my mind right now.
Oh,
wait,
yeah,
back that up.
I need to find the video. Like,
yeah, put the video up.
Because I want the rest of the cast to get here because I don't want to just spark it just yet. But then again, I wouldn't be me if I didn't.
But London, what you need to do is when
wait,
you put, when
Jason, the girl said you deleted half of the cast from the teapot.
No, I didn't delete half the cast. I've deleted the people who never say anything, who I believe are aliases that take stuff back to other rooms, because apparently all of the pictures that we posted are now in every group, but the group that they need to be in. And then they're crying about them in our group, and they're trying to get us shut down, but they posted them in all these other groups, and they're not getting them, and they're not trying to shut them down.
Right, but I put the video up inside of the teapot. I'm going to need you guys to, like, fast forward to the very end. It's not the very end, but I put the time up there. And I have some exclusive tea to break in a few once we go over this. If you guys want me to break it now, I can break it because she looks really fierce.
Let me go to 10-12. Let me get to 10-12. When I say that these LLSs are too long, oh my God, what the
that
hell is this? What the fuck is this?
No, it reminds you of Purdue, right? The chicken Purdue, right?
Oh, gee. Oh, I can't. I just can't. It looks like a chicken that was getting plucked. Oh, my God.
Right. You know, I love Andre's effect. Andre's effect was on point 100%. You know, but then, you know, Kelvin came... You know, someone said the silver vampire chicken. I can't.
I gotta open another browser so I can get on Blogs so I can see if we chatting in there. Because where did you get that from, London? You are crazy.
Wait, Tiffany, I hope you have a child lock on your computer because all these dick pics and you have your child.
Honey, I got this under control. The children, honey, my children are in bed sleep, honey, what they should be at this time of night.
No, but honestly, there's people that really love the tea party, but they just be so scared to say things, you know? And they're hitting me up, you know, saying that they got kicked out, you know?
Right, they're hitting me up, too.
No. F that. I deleted 50 damn people. It was me. It was Jason. It was Mark. It wasn't London. It was Tiffany Tens across the board. I don't give a damn who don't like it. I deleted 50 people for the simple fact some of them people have said they've been in there for 6 months. I ain't seen not one damn post they ever wrote. I never seen no like. They never liked no comment, no picture. And it just seems so funny that when all of a sudden, London, you posted all these pictures last night of all the, you know, the kids, their brothers, their sisters, whatever, everybody wants to get upset. Everybody wants to take it outside. But my thing is this. If you take pictures and you post them on the World Wide Web, honey, don't be upset if your pictures get passed around because this is what people, you know this is what people do, honey. When you hit send, you know that that person you sent it to and somebody else is going to see it. So, yeah.
What the fuck is this silver dude? Hell, is that?
And that's why I put them bastards out.
Bitch,
and
wait a minute. What is this chicken with
it.
The silver? What the?
That is Salvin.
You
that is Salvin with the Chicken Run movie reincarnation.
Bitch,
I am
so
doodle motherfucker.
So for their grandmas, they all wore red and white, and then they changed their clothes.
Oh my God. And
so
he was shaking
so,
like that was
so. So Salvin is a con.
Yeah,
I never knew that.
Except when
I never
he went to Ebony for that week. He didn't go to Ebony for 1 week and then he went back to con.
Yeah, it was something. Yeah, it was some. I'm stupid, kicked him out. Yeah, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, this is everything. I want that effect.
Yeah.
I really want that. I want that effect too. I want to be silver. If it was done a little better, like they would have. Bit more time on it and not just tell her that she looks cute and sent her out there, maybe it would have looked better. I know it would have.
Right. Mm-hmm. The quote for today, thank you, RJ. The quote for today is, it's no longer private if you send it to someone.
Right. That's a quote.
That's a quote. That's going to be the quote for the tea room. It's a quote if it's no longer private if you send it to someone. And I'm not understanding that, okay, granted, when some of these pictures, I mean, I was a little embarrassed yesterday when I sent out the wrong picture, but you know what? I'm a grown-ass man, and I do grown-ass men things, so pay it and pop. If
right,
you are,
have a grown man bottom, right?
So if you send it out or you did it, you lived up to it. Now, if it's a picture that you're embarrassed by, you sent it out, you just be embarrassed by it. If you're not comfortable with the fact that your penis is small, then you shouldn't take pictures of your small penis.
Right, I.e. the picture that Mona put up of you, yeah.
Ooh. Well, I make up, if that's me, I make up for it in the back.
The thing about it, though, is most of the pictures that people put,
shut up,
they were kind of sexy. Like, they looked it nice, you know?
Right.
Right. So, more followers, more viewers. Yeah.
Right. So I don't know why people were sure.
But you know what, though? But you know what, though? What gags me about these kids, they sit up there and make up all this goddamn, why y'all doing this and why y'all doing that, and everybody's gagging about their pictures, but Slick Side, they're liking that they're getting all these fans. So,
and not even only that, they download the pictures. They're saving them to their computers and their phones, honey.
And that's so stupid. That's just like I told Jazz earlier today. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't do pictures and stuff no more, because I'm still, to this day, is saying to myself, Lord, if one of these days I be in a position to where they just say, hey, is this you? I can't do nothing but pay it because I sent it out. I put it on the freaking internet. And some of these pictures are BGC A for A pictures anyway for the whole world to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, J Rock, if one of your cadets come up to you and show you a naked picture of you and say, is this you? Would you make them drop and give you 50?
First of all, I don't have to prove it because one thing I never did was I never did put my head shot in any, well, not my upper head, but I never did put my head shot in any of pictures. It's just always been just pictures. So if somebody would say, is this you? How are you going to prove that?
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. You put your whole face in there. You doing the Bishop Eddie Long, just, it's me. You know, I'm like, come on now. Y'all should have learned from the senators and Eddie Long. The picture thing is getting kind of scandalous now. So if you can't
yeah,
taste,
even Anthony Weiner. Anthony Weiner, yeah.
Yeah. His name is
Weiner. Weinergate.
Hey,
we have a caller too. Wait, but before we go to this caller,
wait a minute, somebody just came on. Somebody said, hey, everybody.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, hey, Devin. Devin.
Get on tonight. Lies.
Wait, I want to break this to you. Who knows Mona Chanel? Tiffany, do you know a Mona Chanel?
I'm not going there with you. I don't know her personally, but yeah, she's in my house.
Okay, so everyone that the 100 members left in the tea party knows who Mona Chanel is now. Please refresh your page. She got locked up for $3,000 getting bags in her eyes.
She got what?
What
she got bags in
she
her eyes. Double D's
she
in
got,
her eyes.
No.
She got double D's in her eyes.
Black eyes.
She got. Well, let me get in the group. I'm trying to log into this damn.
What's going on with the
I can't log into Blog Talk Radio for some reason.
Yeah, I was having trouble with that too.
Me too. I'm trying to sign in so I can be able to chat.
Maybe they're getting us shut down. Maybe the girls are really upset because we're the second highest rated show.
Maybe
on Blog Talk.
That was some tease.
Because we already have 200 people in the queue and we can't take any more.
That just gags me when I be hearing people say, oh, the A-list show is so, oh, I can't even say that. Well, anyways, that list, the D-list show.
Yes, I'm willing to get him
the
going.
The D-list show, you can't call in. So I'll just call in and it'll be like, you're on the air, bitch. I just got, but then when you try to call Kelly's show, bitch, from the time it come on, I'll be just calling and calling and calling. And that man just keep telling me, bitch, you're locked. You can't get in.
Well, are we talking about that, or have we already talked about this wonderful interview?
What happened? Did you put a picture of my
Kelly's song? Says she's ready. Kelly is ready.
Wait, Kelly. Can I have the legendary Elvira Mother Couture to the floor? Kelly?
Tea party.
Hey, Kelly.
Can I be your hype man? Because I just really need to just say this. Because I really, really, never really liked that person. But I think where you're going is, I'm not going to have to say too much because I think you're going to eat them up. But I just want to say this, that when I get on Nicole, I'm not being disrespectful to Nicole because I'm an old girl. And I'm a shady girl, so I read Nicole in a shady, old kind of way. I still respect that dude is a lady.
Son of a bitch.
But I would never call a femme queen a dragon.
Oh.
Never.
Never.
Oh, shit. But wait, before we get to Dragon Tales, we have a caller, 201-275. You're live on the air.
I'm live on the air. Please start this shit right now. Kelly, go ahead, please.
Y'all want me to start?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch,
okay, first of all,
I want the girls in the chat room and the girls on the phone lines to I am your girlfriend, text your girlfriends, and let them know to let Father Portia Ebony from Kentucky the drag queen, the nigger, to call in to the show, Miss Thing.
Oh, my Lord.
How fucking dear. I don't give a fuck what anybody think or how anybody motherfucking feel, bitch, okay? Bitch, I'm here to do a motherfucking job. And if butch queens want to run around and be motherfucking nasty and send motherfucking pictures the fuck out, bitch, I'm going to post them. So anybody that's on this motherfucking phone line that got any pictures of any Ebony's from the Kentucky area, hit me up at Overall Mother Kelly Couture at Yahoo and send me the motherfucking pictures, and you can make up a fake email address and send me the pictures so I can post the motherfucking pictures. Because how dare that motherfucking nigga Portia say if I had a picture of any motherfucking Ebony's from his motherfucking chapter and I post them, it will be a motherfucking problem. And if the next time I come to Kentucky, he's going to run me out of motherfucking Kentucky. Nigga, how motherfucking dare you with your hard-ass motherfucking back, your hard-ass motherfucking face sitting around fucking my motherfucking leftovers, you nasty, undesirable, fat, horrible fucking drag queen. Nigga, before you got in motherfucking drag and knew that you wanted to be a motherfucking woman, I was already a motherfucking woman. Respect your motherfucking elders, faggot. Now, that's applause to anybody that's on the phone line that want to send me any pictures of any of her kids from that chapter so I can show y'all how motherfucking bold I am to post the motherfucking pictures. And the next ball in Kentucky, I will be there, bitch. Ain't a bitch going to run me out of any motherfucking state that I go to. I get it popping wherever I go. My name don't ring bells just in New York, bitch. I tears it wherever I go. You step on my toes, you open my motherfucking door, bitch, I'm going to motherfucking pop. So, bitch, send the motherfucking pictures, and I'm going to post them so I can show you how much of a bad motherfucking bitch I am. And I will be at the next ball in Kentucky. Now go run that, faggot.
And there you have it.
Well, Kelly, while you were talking,
and that email address again was kellycouture@yahoo.com.
But that's
right,
not what
Kelly,
I want to talk about. I was talking about
said,
the fact that...
you ain't about that life.
Bitch, I'm about that life. The girls know that mother's about that motherfucking life, bitch. Mother name ring bells wherever I go, bitch. If a bitch come for me, bitch, and they send for me, I'm going to come right back for the ass. I don't give a fuck what state I'm in, bitch. If I get motherfucking jumped or whatever mistake, you're going to know that I was there, bitch. Ain't a nut, ain't near bitch. Go motherfucking punk me. Tell your motherfucking nasty-ass, trifling-ass motherfucking kids to stop sending all these pictures out to people. Because like Tiff said, when it gets on the wild, wide web and it gets a text mistake, you never know who motherfucking desk it's going to motherfucking land on. Don't get mad because it lands on my motherfucking desk and I put it the fuck out. Mistake, tell your kids to stop being so motherfucking nasty. That's what the fuck these bitches need to do. Everybody want to sit here and read and want to make a big stink mistake thing and get people kicked out of house because your kids was running around and they was being sluts and they was being whores and sending out pictures and sucking dick and sending out all types of naked pictures and all types of shit. Bitch, get the fuck over it, Miss Thing. Tell them to keep their motherfucking shit on the motherfucking low and know how the fuck they do it and remember exactly who they send their pictures to and stop sending out the same picture to everybody because you don't know. If you send out this picture to that person and this picture to that person, maybe you would know exactly when the picture got out. Oh, I sent that to Rob Lowe because I know he was the only one with that picture. So that's how that picture got out. Stop sending out the same motherfucking picture to motherfucking everybody. Queens are so motherfucking nasty. They need to get a motherfucking life. And that fella, he definitely need to get a life because ain't nobody going to check me, bro. Okay. So for all you girls that's out there, Miss Thing, that's in all these chat rooms, that's all these thousands of chat rooms, that's on Facebook, bitch, and I'm not in the chat room, don't think just because I'm not in the chat room that I'm not going to get the tea, bitch. Yes, I got the tea straight out the Midwest motherfucking chat room, bitch. Any motherfucking room I want some tea from, I'm going to find a way to get the motherfucking tea. So keep my motherfucking name out those motherfucking rooms, fellas. Because mother's going to always get the motherfucking dirt. That's why this is the number one station in ballroom history. Because we get what we want and we get it good. And I don't have a problem with putting it out there because I ain't worried about what's the repercussions that's going to come the fuck behind it. Now, if that fella calls back and that fella press one, I'll be on the motherfucking phone lines and I'll be motherfucking waiting.
Wait, Kelly, we need you to stick around.
Thank you.
So,
we
Kelly,
need,
yeah,
we got another tea. We got some more tea.
You know I'm about to do it.
I know.
Because I really
please
don't.
Do it before
I really don't. So how do you feel about that thing that runs New York calling your child a drag queen?
What thing runs New York?
That
oh,
thing
you
that calls himself
Gotti.
You haven't seen that video yet?
No.
Oh, well, you
no.
need to go
yeah.
and see the T-Rom.
Yeah, you might
yes.
want to. Yeah, you're gonna want to
yes.
press one again, honey, for another.
Wait. I don't, baby. I see. Let me tell y'all something. I'm in like 76 different chat rooms on Facebook.
The Tea Party is the only
one.
I don't never be
looking at all these videos and all these type of things.
We,
and what video y'all talking about?
Yeah, we don't know to endorse
this
video, but this video you definitely need to watch.
See, well, don't tell her about it. We don't want to give you no. Yeah, don't tell her nothing about it.
Right,
you
she's doing a video
yourself.
With another
okay.
nod to script.
Watch it.
Go
yeah.
to 740.
Oh, you're talking about,
start
okay, I see this. I see this video start at 7:40. Okay, I'm gonna put myself back on hold and I'll be back after these words from these late
queens. Wait, Kelly.
Yes.
You owe me a new rim because on my way to work this morning when you pumped that shit from the Butch Queen, I ran off the fucking curb and dropped my phone because I didn't got two fucking into that goddamn post. This fucking
well,
morning.
Like
well,
I had
girl,
to go.
Why she owe you? Hold on, Kelly, let me handle this for you. She doesn't owe you anything. You're the one that said you make $80,000 a year, baby. That's nothing. That's my
oh,
setback, honey.
First of all,
hey,
I didn't even know.
Like
first of all, I did not say $80,000, but thank you for raising.
But like I told
in the last month.
I told the administrator. I told the administrators from that room that they had a better chance of leaving my fake profile in there and keeping the tea in the room. So now since they took mother out the room, now the tea's going to come out. That's only the one I put up last night and the one I put up today is only the second one out of 45 emails and pictures that I got from the room.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, trust me, like I told them, Miss Thang, all those Butch Queens that's in there, Miss Thang, I gotta wait till the next major ball, Miss Thang. And the way they went in on the Femme Queens and rep the Femme Queens, I don't think they're going to walk anymore if Femme Queens is on the pants when I stop post that one up.
And that's just like they be posting all that stuff in there. What's that one group called? Bad Boys, Butch Bad Boys, or whatever. They be posting all kind of nasty shit up in there. So what's the difference that we put it in this group? I mean, honey, these kids is ass back.
Right, well, I'm about to watch this video, and I'll be right back with y'all.
Yes, please do.
Hold on. You know what the problem is with these groups and these pictures? The problem is these house parents start wanting to take presidents as house parents.
When how do we go back to 102 members?
Like, how do you start becoming a house parent once the picture starts viral? Mind you, your son's been out fucking dick, doing all types of shit, escorting, doing meth, doing all this shit, honey, and you've been getting him ready for balls and all this other shit, and now all of a sudden his picture or something pops up or a video pops up somewhere, and now you want to play father? No, sit down.
Because the girls who, because Jason,
well,
just to answer your question real quick,
is that
the girls
Mark
are
or
adding
Jack
the
Keisha?
Girls.
That's Mark.
Mark and Keisha start to sound a lot alike. Now, Mark, you
ooh,
have
that
Keisha
is shady.
Voice.
I think
ooh,
that's
no,
Keisha,
Keisha sounding kind of, you know.
Let me tell you something, Tiffany. Did you hear about
right,
paying people to get people chopped? You know your name tends to cross the board. If you don't
I'm clicking over to Ed Naeem, and she couldn't get
you,
through.
Sweetheart.
I'll be right back.
I'm not coming for you, friend. Don't chop me, honey. I ain't never even walked the ball, girl.
Oh,
I'm just carrying the name. Hey, can I live? I'm trying to make my way through.
So we are going to get partially into this video because this video does need to be talked about real quick.
Okay, what really needs to be talked about this video? I'm really misconstrued about a non-ballroom participant who actually interviews people of the ballroom all month and all year
after
long.
After he sucks them up.
I'm really getting to the video about Vicky Gotti is about to...
Hello.
Is that
girl, is that that heifer's ringtone?
Wait, Naima, they let you buy ringtones on your phone?
Oh, let me smash this motherfucker out the water for you. Oh, my God.
I can't.
Hey, you should.
I'm still taking people out this room because I don't understand how we got
don't,
back up to 100.
Because
I
girls
put
are
in
adding
don't
other
take nobody
girls
in
the room.
Put in there, honey. Yeah, I added somebody. Don't take my people out. I just put in there, honey.
You have to look at that list to see who's adding, who is adding.
Tea party, tea party, tea party. Hold on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, tea party. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, I don't have to read and I don't have to defend my daughter. But welcome to the motherfucking show, Laomi. She can defend herself.
Yes.
Right. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's the one and only no seal, no fudge, no mistakes, no regrets, Laomi.
Yes.
What's going on with Miss Vicky Gotti?
So should I say I'm made by Vicky Gotti at 10?
I didn't see the video, but I just got a call. I've been getting hit up. Somebody was saying that she was talking shit.
Well,
she calls you a drag queen.
Impression, like, that she is in the middle of calling you a butch queen or a boy in drag.
Well, first of all,
huh?
I don't care.
They was like, well,
when a
butch
queen comes out their way and calls a fun queen or a woman like myself a man or a butch queen or something like that, I laugh at that shit because it's typical. Of course you're going to get a queen who has to have a radio show on YouTube to get some kind of lighting because getting fucked by transsexuals for cocaine and for money just didn't do it for her. And the fact that she even has to move out of New York because of her business. But please, you can tell people like that they have nothing going on with their lives. You laugh at
right.
people like that.
I just
made her relevant, even more relevant, by talking about her on the show. Because I addressed what happened between me and her, because the last interview that me and her did, she was asking all these stupid questions after she begged me for like a whole year for me to do her show, and I didn't want to do it because it's low class. But yeah, I did it for her because, you know, we friends. We were supposed to be friends, and, you know, you do favors for girls like that. And I did a favor to her, and during the interview, she was throwing shade. And then after that, I noticed that every other interview that she has with people, she has the nerve to ask somebody how do they feel about me and my status and this and that and whatever. If you're so called to be a friend of mine, why would you keep asking these people to, like, try to read me or see what they have to think about me? At the end of the day, Vicky Gotti, you're nobody. You just have a YouTube show, and it's nothing. It's really nothing, because at the end of the day, it's not professional. It's not getting you nowhere, but getting you read left and right.
Ooh.
But I guess that's what the girls do things for.
Okay, well, you go back to finish getting ready, and I'll finish her.
Yeah, that's bad. That nasty ass queen.
You go back to finish getting ready, and I'll finish her. Mistake, Miss Vicky Gotti got motherfucking nerve to sit here and want to fire my motherfucking daughter, Mistake, with those motherfucking potholes that she got in her motherfucking face, bitch. It's not enough motherfucking derma blend to cover those motherfucking potholes in her motherfucking face. Sitting around here running, trying to suck and fuck every motherfucking transsexual that's motherfucking out there, Mistake, so they can bust up in her motherfucking face, Mistake, and give her a motherfucking facial. How dare that motherfucker? A bitch even come. Mistake, her motherfucker, she's not even on the level to even try my motherfucking daughter, Mistake. To even mention her the other name of trying to call my motherfucking daughter a drag queen, Mistake, when she begs us to come on her show because she needs the ratings, bitch, because we are the motherfucking ratings. That bitch got motherfucking nerve, bitch. She's sitting here and they done sucked her into doing the motherfucking A-list so she can do the motherfucking dirty work for those girls because they can't do the dirty work themselves, Mistake. I'm still waiting because I spoke to her plenty of times, Mistake. I'm still waiting for her to get her celebrities that her Milan promised her that was supposed to be coming on her show and upgraded her show. Her show is still low budget, just like that other motherfucking show. Y'all faggots got nerve to keep trying it and coming and sending for it. Y'all don't want to motherfucking dance with the motherfucking cow. So y'all motherfucking bitches need to keep it cute because I'll give a fuck about no motherfucking ban list or any motherfucking thing because who going to check me when I run up in a bitch motherfucking mouth. Not a motherfucking person because, bitch, I give two fucks about the ballroom. The ballroom is an extracurricular activity. Bitch, I get banned. But best to believe, bitch, at every ball, bitch, I'm going to give the girls a nasty aftermath because I'm going to be there to pop a bitch in their mouth once they ban me.
This was
No more drama.
Well, you think Kelly's just mad? Hold on, Kelly, do you think she's just mad because she didn't get a chance to do the red carpet at the Conball that they didn't
I guess that's what it was, Miss Thing. But did y'all see her when I pulled her over, Miss Thing? Her outfit didn't even give you a look of like wanting to even interview somebody, Miss Thing. Like, if you're gonna sit, let me tell you something. I have been offered by so many people that they wanted to back me in doing YouTube shows and Ustream shows and everything, bitch. I'm not a bitch, okay, anybody can tell you a bitch. I'm not a bitch that wants to be up in all this makeup and hair curled and bitch and being dressed up and shit, bitch. That's not me, bitch. I'd rather sit here behind the phone like I am right now, bitch, with my motherfucking chemical peel mask on my face right now, Miss Thing. Bitch, you get behind that thing, you got to have a look, Miss Thing. You have to captivate the people and bring them in and want them to continue to come. I can do that, but all that glamour shit, bitch, girl, please, a bitch ain't got time for all of that, Miss Thing, bitch, please. It's too much, Miss Thing, girl. And then to sit and want to do a show, Miss Thing, and be drinking and smoking weed and all types of things, Miss Thing, how professional is that, Miss Thing, and all types of things? Girl, bitch, please, Miss Thing. Like she said, people from Logo hit her up, Miss Thing, and they wanted to do a show with her, but they wanted me and Laomi and certain people in the ballroom scene to be a part of the show. They want us to be a part of the show because they know what we can bring, and you can't bring that.
Oh, yeah. Then there is no show.
No, there's no show. She sent me the link to send the people my pictures and my bio and stuff. The same bitch, girl. Listen, honey, I ain't sending nobody shit, bitch. If they want me, bitch, I'm a motherfucking headliner, bitch. I ain't never been a motherfucking side act.
Right. That's what you pulled out your ass at. How you turn around and turn into somebody's agent, bitch? You ain't getting off their team to sit off the top.
Honey, but you know, it's too much. But if anybody calls and anybody has questions or anybody that I read or said anything about would like to come on, but I know they won't, Miss Thing. They'll just wait to go to YouTube and make a video, Miss Thing, and do what they do. But, you know, if Vicky would like to call in and if the father of the House of Ebony would like to call in, I would definitely have my phone. I would definitely have my phone on speakerphone, or London or Jason or anybody has to do is hit me up on Facebook and I will come back to the phone. I'm about to go take this mask off. I'm going out to Vogue Tuesdays tonight. If you're in New York, come out to Vogue Tuesdays. I'm going to celebrate my girlfriend, Jeff Prodigy, mother, Red Snapper, that made the video about me and Laomi that watches YouTube or watches Ballroom Throwbacks all the time. Tonight is her birthday, and she's coming out to Vogue night tonight, and me and her's going to do a nasty aftermath tonight. So I'm going out for that to celebrate her birthday and things. So happy birthday to Red Snapper, and we're definitely going to be up in the building, me and the Snapper doing it, Miss Thing. Like I tell the girl, Miss Thing, I got fans all over the place, whether they're straight, gay, bisexual, transsexual, homosexual, animal, bitch, they love the cow. But I'm going to be on hold. If y'all need me, just hit me up and I'll be back.
Well, thank you, Mother Couture.
Thank y'all.
We are glad to have that exclusive with Leo.
That's nice.
What, London, what'd you say?
I said the chemical mask doesn't heal overnight. It gets worse and then it gets better.
Well, we don't know what the government is going to do.
Do we have any callers?
Do we have any callers? Yes. Anybody want to comment on that? How do you guys feel about Bush Queens calling the femme queens out of their names, calling them men? I mean, it's so disrespectful,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a caller, 843-617, you're live on the bloody air.
Hello?
843-16,
who in front of their computer, for one? It's an echo on the line.
It ain't me.
It ain't
G-Rod.
843-617, you're live on the air.
I'm calling about the ad in the paper.
You calling
about the ad in the paper?
We can't say nothing about the ad. Apparently, the ad is not in the paper. Apparently, the ad is in the Tea Party room. So we're going to have to move on.
Right. So we're going to have to delete her, too. She's spilling tea.
Oh, see.
No, there's a lot of people. There's
there's a lot of people. Come on, Tiffany. Come on. You have to write letters to these people and tell them why you're kicking them out.
Cause you ain't
about shit. I've been my reasoning already, honey. They've been here for 6 months or more. I've never seen them like nothing. I've never seen them comment. I've never seen them post nothing. So what is their purpose? They only start wanting to get hot when the dick pictures start coming out. I mean, all these people knew 33, 43 people wanting to be ad as of last night and all of this, honey. Ain't nobody got time for that bullshit, honey. Y'all want to take the pictures.
That was a hoot daddy last night. Last night was a hoot daddy.
Ridiculous.
I think y'all should delete those new people that y'all added in there. No shade. That y'all just added from last night.
No, I don't think they're naive. You know why? Because I'm going to say this, not to cut you off. Because it might be new people that are really going to come in and turn it. What you started with all the girls that have been here for 6 months and ain't said shit. What the hell they sitting here all this time for, sitting on their dandies?
Right, we need people.
Believe it or not, it's a couple of girls that trying to add in there that just going to sit there, really, and take the pictures, going to take other tea and go run with it in other places.
No, baby. I'm home now. It's about to go down. And I'm
no,
right
Mark,
now.
Mark, you don't have to delete nobody else. Me and Tiffany already did that.
Tomorrow
we're going to be down to like 33 members.
I mean, but to be honest, y'all, for real, it was 177 members in there. It's down to 102, and it was 43 people on the side wanting to be new. So, I mean, we're down to 30. I don't know. My whole thing is this.
We keeping these people, some of these butch queens and fish queens is cute, because I don't give a fuck. I don't date these bitches, and I don't date all these people. They must be fucking out of here. No shade. They look a fool sitting here. They need to go. Like, it's no shade.
I mean,
shade.
It's
like,
no shade. I don't know none of these people personally, but what I'm trying to say is, girl, my thing is all the girls that have been here for 3 months, 6 months, and on, and they just sitting there. Like, the new girls, I mean, I see more some new girls that's just, you know, saying stuff to people that's been in there forever. It's some new kids in there that's really, you know, been commenting and posting.
Yes.
We got to at least give them a chance.
What is the echo?
I've been asking somebody that. I'm on my cell phone and I'm on my computer. But
you
I
know what?
Okay,
I'm about to make phone. Your tap phone is echoing.
Did you
well,
say
that
your tap phone is echoing?
One, can y'all clear the line so I can call in? And then also, see Persia out there. She's trying to call in now, too.
Persia's trying to call in,
and I'm going to try to call in now on my house phone because my cell phone is carrying inside the cell phone.
All right, well, Jasmine, can you clear the lines for them?
Persia, thank you. Yeah, we need you on the line. But Kelly, you cannot come on until she speaks. Let her speak.
Did y'all play the line yet? Because I'm gonna try to call in for my house phone. But first,
don't start dialing down, honey.
Let me light this blunt right now.
Chill, this is about to
trying to call in now.
All the boys in the line for my bathroom.
What you trying to call in, Alexis?
Wait, your individual bathroom?
Jason.
I just want to say, since that picture made its way to the internet, I have like 36 people sending me friend requests, and I am not accepting it.
So what time is the orgy here?
That's part. We're not talking about that just yet.
Are we not talking about the orgy?
Not just yet.
What about all? Who is in the room?
Naima,
who is in going in?
Which boy said give her the number so she can call you on support.
Oh. Okay,
Jason, can you hear me?
Yeah, what you say?
This picture where you got wash face cunt, that is you, right?
Yeah.
Who is this in the background?
That poster, that was a Christmas present. At that time, I was a big John Legend fan, so my best friend found this picture and had it blown up for me.
That's John Legend.
Honey, I already got dibs on the picture, so back your titty ass up.
First of all, I was trying to see who it was. I thought it was like an old blues singer or something. I didn't know that was John Legend.
Yeah, it's John Legend.
I thought it was a blues singer, too.
Ooh,
I'm gagging.
Well, it's about the size.
Right. So I was about to ask you, who is that?
It actually is blue. The picture is like smoky blue and whatever because it matches my bedroom. set at that time. So it's John Legend. But I don't even have it up anymore. It's in the closet. So I'm and Tiffany asked for it first, so if I would give it, if I give it to anybody,
I don't want
it'll be,
trust me, I don't want
oh,
it.
Oh, you want it.
Oh, girl, you want it, honey. Cowhide leather looking ass down somewhere.
Yeah, you could possibly never.
Yeah, I possibly could never want to.
Who?
And that's fine.
Well, now that we got out who don't want to and why they never wanted to, can we move on?
Okay.
Mr. Clean.
Because you can't sit at our table.
Let's see.
We have a caller, 516-280. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
But why would you press one? Why?
We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that with people that's just listening.
We're not going to do like A-list. We're not going to do like D-list.
She was about to tear the boy head off. Who was she press one?
No, she haven't did that in a long time.
Right.
So basically, Mark, all the people with question marks, you want to boot them?
Okay.
And I'm going to keep tagging until somebody responds. This is ridiculous that all these fucking pictures keep popping up in the Juice group and the Milan group. This is crazy. This is
They in a Milan group too?
Yeah, they started
in
the Milan group last night.
Naima,
oh,
if you're
that.
Listening, send Jasmine the phone number that you want her to use.
We have a caller, 201-779. You're live on the M.
Persia?
Hello,
Persia.
Why do you keep having my name in your mouth, you big, funky, fat, little dick bitch?
Wait, Persia.
Oh, my.
What's your thing? What are you talking to T, bitch? Because you don't want to see me at any day. I don't give a fuck how big you are, bitch.
She's not here. We got to get her, Persia.
Persia.
Oh, that's Persia. We're going
to
let you speak first.
I'm back.
Yeah.
You brag, bitch. You need to stop talking like that. You sound like you're hungry, bitch.
Excuse me?
Stop breathing out of your mouth. You love
excuse
a
me?
Nigga. What the fuck's the tea?
Excuse
my
me?
Ass, bitch. Keep my name out your mouth, bitch, because the next time I see you, I'm going to hit you in your mouth, bitch.
Oh,
and
you're going to
it.
Hit me in my mouth, mistake. Really?
Girl,
bitch,
watch.
Girl, bitch, you don't want
you?
A motherfucking day
you
of me, fella.
Okay, but bitch, I clearly done teach you too many times, nigga, and you ain't done shit.
Bitch, you ain't do shit, bitch.
You
what am I popping? What am I popping? What the fuck am I popping off for? What the fuck am I popping off for? Because
you
fuck you was fucking my left on you. So what the fuck was I popping for? What the fuck was I popping for?
You came out that pussy looking this way. Yes, bitch, you came out that pussy looking like a motherfucking nigga.
What the fuck was I popping for? What was I popping for?
You want to see me? See me on the Mr. Riley ball, bitch, because I was.
What am I popping for?
Stop the violence one at a time.
Honey, he came on here to say what? Because who's going to check me, bro? I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. I'm still here.
Do you not...
You see, this is the problem. Hold on, London. This is the problem with these. This is the problem with the girls of this day. You have these naughty girls that always want to take a bitch that is a fab bitch, and they want to get fame off of a fab bitch, Miss Day.
Are you fab?
Because you know, it's just a mess, Miss Day. But my plea is to the girls that I want somebody to send me one of your kids' pictures so I can post it the fuck up because you said. What you said in the Midwest Ballroom group, bitch, and I had to answer your motherfucking plaw that you put out. I want somebody to send me the picture, and I'm a bad bitch. I'm not going to post it in London's Tea Party. I'm not going to post it in the underground. I'm going to post it directly on all four of my motherfucking Facebook pages, bitch, and I'm going to post it on my motherfucking fan page.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about, bitch. This is nothing. I ain't posted shit about you, bitch, but anything I have posted, I can say to your motherfucking ass, bitch, you know. Don't move me. I'm not pressed nor bothered by you.
You're not supposed to.
Believe
you're not
me,
supposed
bitch,
to be.
I'm telling it to you.
You're not supposed to be. Okay. If you a bad, if you a bad bitch, if you a bad bitch, if you a bad, if you a bad ass motherfucking nigga like you, if you a bad ass Billy ass bad nigga like you say the fuck you are, Miss Day, well, the next time you motherfucking see me, Miss Day, you get off that motherfucking lily pad as a big ass motherfucking cone and you motherfucking leaf fella.
And I put animals down. You fucking gorilla. So bitch,
are you talking about you
put
animal, and if I'm a gorilla, bitch, you look like motherfucking King Kong.
I got you and your little 2 inches of untouched 75
dick.
Oh,
my God. And you're sitting here, and you're sitting here, and you're saying that to say, you're sitting here, and you're saying that to say what?
Stop the violence, focus up.
Stop it, you, it's no violence, Miss Thang. It's no violence, he's just mad, Miss Thang, because he fucked my leftovers, Miss Thang.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's what it is, Miss Thing. That's where all the animosity from me and him come from, because he was fucking my leftovers, Miss Thing. I didn't want it. I didn't want it when it left, Miss Thing, and I don't want it motherfucking now.
Oh, my God. Is that what you're trying to say, Miss Thing, girl? Latria had stopped talking to you a long time ago. She was talking to me while she was talking to you. I don't even really date trans men like that, but I do like certain trans men. So Latria is a bad bitch. That has nothing to do with ballroom, bitch. You bringing this shit to the bottom, girl. If you was woman up, bitch, you would have came to me like a woman, like I came to you. But
came,
you're not
come
a woman,
to you,
bitch.
Come to you for what?
That's the first
what,
thing.
What was
so
I coming to? What was I coming to you for?
Kelly.
What was
Kelly,
I coming to you for?
To you came to me like, bitch, I'm Kelly, motherfucking Miserati. And I said, bitch, and what the fuck that's supposed to mean?
And you saying that to say what?
I
never, I never came to you.
Yes, you did come to me. Do you have something relevant to say? Have you not had no motherfucking man since then, bitch?
Have you had something?
Have you been decking that little dick by yourself?
Have you something relevant to say? You got something relevant to say?
Bitch, keep my name out your mouth. Don't kiss me, bitch girl. I said for you.
I knocked at your motherfucking door, bitch, and you came and you motherfucking opened it, bitch, because you are my format, bitch. So I did send for you. I knocked at your door, bitch.
Girl,
and you're here. You're here. Anytime I send for a motherfucking bitch, trust me, they're going to come, bitch, and you're here. And I motherfucking thank you. I don't have time to deal with this faggot. I got to get ready for my motherfucking girlfriend's birthday celebration. Y'all can finish with this motherfucking nigga and let him get his motherfucking life because he needs it, Miss Thang. Nobody knows his motherfucking name. I'm the household motherfucking name, faggot.
Hey, yeah, we're not going to make this an all-night thing. You know, I don't condone pitfall fighting.
Right.
London, you tried this.
That is me.
Hello.
Persia, let me get your side, honey. Why is it so much? Why are y'all battling?
Hold on,
honey?
Before y'all get Persia's side, all of these girls, all of you girls that's out here, that Tiffany and Jason and Mark took out the room, Miss Day. Stop hitting me up. I do not have administrative access to the room, Miss Day. I don't know why they took y'all out the room, Miss Day. Y'all need to hit them up, Miss Day, and find out why y'all got took out the room. They are running this shit, not me. Okay, please. I don't need to come back to my Facebook and have all of these messages about why I got taken out the room. I don't know. I don't run the room. I run
If don't ask Kelly shit, you need to ask us. You been
well,
in the room
really,
for London.
But can I ask a question?
London and I have had a conversation.
I don't know what this whole group is thing about with nobody's pictures. I haven't posted another picture of another bitch because I don't see no bitch that would be that good for me to post that.
Okay, Persia, this is not what's going on. Allegedly, you said in another room, in a Midwest room, that something about to the effect of if somebody posted pictures of your kids naked, it was going to be one, which is why Kelly got upset.
Allegedly, it was said that you said if Kelly came there, you was going to be her ass if you found out she posted any of your kids' dick pictures.
I have never said nothing like that in no Midwest group. I don't know what it is. This is a problem right now. Too many motherfucking bikes running shit to the next bitch. My phone blew up. I was on the phone with my father, Stuart, and he told me to pay it and not even to acknowledge none of this bullshit. But, baby, I haven't said anything. I have to say, I will say to a bitch. I'm not no scary bitch. I'm not no punk bitch girl. I got hands just like the next bitch does. I got guns like the next bitch girl. I got knives or anything else. But, bitch, what I'm saying is this. Anything I have to say to Kelly, I try not to talk about her because I don't see her. She don't see me and I don't see her. The bitch tried to have me chopped in Atlanta.
Okay, I'm
put
glad
it up,
I have
London.
No, I'm reading.
Okay, read it. I'm sorry, mother. Okay.
I'm glad that fat, nasty bitch don't have none of my kids' pics because she would get what the fuck she's looking for. As a matter of fact, I hope she come back to Kentucky. I just may run up on a nasty man looking.
What was the source of that? Can I ask you a question? What was the source of that?
I have no clue.
Because I haven't posted. I'm not in no Midwest groups. I got kicked out. Miss Marco's that funky ass kicked me out of the Midwest. So that's their property now. So whatever they put out is their business.
Okay, so
if you don't put your motherfucking pictures out there, you shouldn't send them the fuck out. I don't give a fuck who does what, honestly. Because ain't none of my motherfucking pictures out there like that.
I have a question. Because
if I got 1,000 motherfuckers, I got 1,000 people calling my phone talking about, Kelly's ring you on the show, girl. Kelly's doing this. Kelly, I'm looking in the enemy room. I didn't sit and I don't say two words to this bitch. Don't think about it because she's not a factor to me.
Okay.
Hold on,
so she needs to grow up. She's been in this shit 25 years. Do what you do, bitch, and stop worrying about me. Because, trust me, I'm going to be back.
Persia, hold on. London, what you just read, did that come directly from Persia's page, or did somebody say they copied and pasted?
It was copy and pasted, but it has Persia Ebony at the top in the same font.
Oh, okay. Well, that could have been anything. Because I can vouch for that. She told us about watching what we do when we put it out there. And if you send it out there, that's your business. Now, that's what came from her page.
And mind you, I've talked to her personally, and I'm an Ebony as well. And let me tell you something. Mama don't sugarcoat a motherfucking thing. But if she had something to say, I'm pretty sure she would have said it.
Well, look, this is the reason why we do not do this is the reason why we can't do anonymous. We cannot do a whole lot of anonymous quotes because people already know, and no shade, people already know that Kelly do not like Persia. People already know Persia does not like Kelly. Child, when y'all start doing this shit and it starts going into this airways, it goes out the window. Y'all cannot keep doing all this shit and not finding out where the instigation was. If the girls are posting, copying shit and sending it to you, then y'all need to start putting these hoes out there on blast.
Because trust, any bitch can get it. I don't have to lie on nothing. Anything I say, I am about my word and I'm about my hands. And I got true faith behind them. So at the end of the day, all this shit's irrelevant. Like I said, even I just say, I will say it to you, Kelly, whenever, wherever, however, and I'm quite sure you'll do the same. So at the end of the day,
this is what happens when people get home and they start blowing it all out of proportion. So, try to let it go.
Well, we thank you for calling in, Persia.
They can handle it.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're in the London group, so you know, you read it and you see, honey, if that was your handiwork. I mean, but you're saying it's not. So.
She's saying it right now that it wasn't her handiwork, so it doesn't matter how many groups we posted in because we're not going to tell who turned around and sent it to whoever they got it from. And it's no shade. When y'all start posting who the fuck y'all got this shit from, they put their ass on blast
right,
about the fact that they sent it, then we can carry. We can't carry about unnamed sources.
Kelly and Persia, just settle it on the runway. Don't talk about
it
on the radio no more.
It's not nothing to be settled on the runway, baby. She doesn't want to walk against me. She told me that on my page. If you go to my page and look at them bottom throwbacks, she's legendary.
You just had to do it, didn't you,
London?
You just had to keep going.
Anytime I really see her, I've already said that. I mean, it's no shade. It is what it is.
Thank you so much, Persia.
Welcome, sweetie.
Have a nice night.
So,
let's
talk about Funky Marco.
Who?
Why? The cellular number you have called is not assigned. Please check the number and try to call again. Le numéro de téléphone que vous avez composé n'est pas attribué. Veuillez vérifier le numéro.
Naima, are you still there?
Girl, how much of a read are you getting that you get in that you get read in French about your phone being disconnected? Because that was not Spanish.
Woo wee.
That was a lot. But what did Mr. Marco do now?
Well, how was she gonna call it from her house? I didn't know that when you get those phones from Walmart that you can call. Does she have a long distance phone?
No, I'm not gonna do this with y'all. I'm not.
How do you call it? One of those
songs. The number you have called is not assigned. Please check the number and try
I'm
to call again.
The
number of telephone that you have composed n'est pas attribué.
What?
Wait, I think that.
Oh, shit.
Bitch, I'm done. When they start reading you in French about your phone not being connected, it's just some tease. But we have got to carry. So anybody else want to come on and call Girls Nasty?
She ain't on my phone.
Oh.
Is there any
extra
on board?
Yeah.
That might be the relay phone for the desk.
Oh.
Did you name it?
Switchboard, are you over there talking French?
Oh.
And Naima, are you calling that desk voice on three-way?
Oh. Girl.
Oh my God, who's
okay,
calling?
Hello.
Yeah.
Girl, what's your phone giving, girl?
No, you know what? Because I have anybody who calls me on my cell phone, I have a really, really bad signal in here in my apartment on my cell phone. Like, it's crazy. And I don't have no low budget cell phone, London. I have a Verizon cell phone, but it's just the signal in here be carrying.
So your phone read you in French.
What?
Do you know your phone read you about being disconnected in French?
No, that was I said Jasmine the wrong number.
Damn,
you don't even know your own phone number?
Hell no, she got the number that she gives to the schoolboy realist, then she got the boys that she gives to the tricks, and then she got the one.
Oh,
girl,
yeah,
you know,
thank
you.
You. Thank you, Devin. We were supposed to talk about that tonight.
Oh. I thought you had one of those Walmart phones, you know, the kind that you get for $99 and you know.
No, I don't.
What
no, and you know what the thing about it is. And see, Jason is trying because Jason knows whenever I talk to him on my cell phone, my phone be dropping a call. He knows that.
My name is Big Booty Judy. Thank you.
I don't care what your name is, but you know that my cell phone be doing shows in here because y'all be like y'all can't hear me sometimes. Oh, my phone be hanging up. Alexis will tell you, I mean, when I talk to Kelly, y'all, they will tell you that my phone do shows in here. Now, when I get outside these walls, then, yeah, then I have a better signal.
Child, that motherfucking place is the place of no return, girl. Your dates, they check in, but, bitch, they will not check out. So if you trying to call to get help in Naima's apartment, bitch, you just screwed.
Well, since she talking about walls, can we talk about those walls that she was in this weekend?
Oh my God.
Now, can we talk about half overall Father Blahnik's walls? That's all up on Facebook.
The walls in the mall are tiddly, tiddly tall.
Who y'all talking about, Malone?
I clicked on that picture so many times. It won't open for me. What is wrong with that picture?
I didn't send it to you, honey.
But I don't see nothing wrong with his ass, though.
Girl,
yeah.
You don't see nothing wrong with nobody's ass.
It just happened.
What'd you say, London?
He has a pussy. I didn't see any dick anywhere.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's the whole point.
Ladies and gentlemen, this pussy was brought to you by
Fix-A-Flat.
They've been fixing your pussy for years.
Do we have a topic for tonight?
Dude, I got
a topic. We were supposed to be doing the party.
Yeah, how do you feel about the Butch Queens downsizing the Queens?
Well, before we get into that, I want to know, what happened to... Maya Angelou ever since she said that she was supposed to be getting that child on here that stole Ms. Fang's stuff?
Yeah,
maybe
she was disappointed about Maya.
Maybe he was her first murder victim. Maybe Maya got that.
I mean, because ever since she, you know, gave that little tidbit, Ms. Fang hadn't been on here since then. So, I mean, you know, has she met up with him and he robbed her or something? I mean, like, well, what happened? Is she don't want to get on here or something to interview you? Like, what's the thing?
Girl, she bought all them red bottoms and couldn't keep that phone off.
she wore her red bottoms while she was in her wheelchair and he pushed her down.
Mama spent all that money on the red bottoms, and when it came time for that phone, she looked at that shoe, and then she looked at the red bottoms, she looked at that phone, she looked at the red bottoms and said, fuck it.
Can we discuss what happened? I was on a very interesting topic with C Prodigy. Can we talk about what happens to the lives of people after the escorting? Because I just want to know, what do they do? Like, do you, like, have some type of pension plan? Is there some type of service afterwards? Like, what do you do?
Right.
I don't know. You marry a white boy, you settle down.
But you know what, though? I don't understand. You know, not to be all over the place, because they
you
say that we all over
LA
the place.
Become a model.
But I really don't know Vicky. I really don't know Vicky Gotti like that. But like, I think it's just late to me, and I think it's just cheap shots to me just to get on camera and read people, you know, just because. You know, I mean, like,
you carried about that though. But this is the thing, bitch. How dare you carry about a simp queen?
Yeah, I mean, that was really disrespectful to call that lady a man and a drag queen, all that stuff like that.
But am I mistaken? Do I need to watch it again? Didn't when the man first asked him about Laomi, did he not say who that nigga that was on that dance show? Did he not say?
Yeah, that was that.
Yes,
I didn't like
did.
That. I mean, I thought that was. Let me tell you something. You know, you
wait,
could.
No, wait, I didn't like that neither. But wait, I'm being told that we're gonna have a commercial and then we have 15 minutes. So you need to call in because the show is going into record mode.
Oh, okay.
Well, honey, the line is full.
Sure, shut the lights on. I'm scared.
Hold
you
me.
October 27th, 2012. The CEO and founder, Mother Jasmine Couture, brings to you a new collection. A collection of horror. A collection of mystery and suspense. Come bear witness in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., as Mother Jasmine Couture brings to you the scariest night in ballroom history, Gagareen. Grand prize, open to all legendary performance for $6,000. The mystery, 666. That's 16 captains, 6 teams, and a mystery femme queen per team, Gagareen. Other cash categories include Butch Queen Runway, The Walking Dead. Open to all foot and eye, designers from beyond the grave. Team Realness, Children of the Corn. Butch Queen Sex Siren, The Candy Man.
They're back.
That's right. In a special category,
that I'm calling The Grudge. Six of today's hottest divas are invited to settle their score at Gagoween. Three grudge matches, $1,000 each, with the grand prize thickening throughout the event. Mother Temptress, the overall mother Didi Chanel, says she wants a rematch at a big ball. Mother Kelly, the icon mother Shay Shay Chanel, says it was only a Wednesday night mini ball. Get over it and bring it to Gagoween. And legendary mother Sasha Garcon and the icon mother Sanaya Ebony, which one of you are the true ladies of Sex Siren? That's right, three grudge matches. Three divas will win $1,000 each. But how much more will be raised at Gagoween? Find out October 27th in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact Jasmine Couture directly or subscribe to Jasmine Couture's Facebook page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $10,000 in grand prizes, history will be made once again. Gagoween.
All right, bitches, call in before the show goes into record mode.
Okay, so...
All right, you can cut the lights back out now, and I ain't scared no more.
So we got to let Mark go ahead and start in with the lead off of this.
Well, I was starting in until y'all came with y'all group talks, Naima and Devon. I'm getting irritated now.
Okay. Well, say it to my face.
Okay.
You know I am. Okay, so, again, can we get back to retired escorts on the stroll, the life after the stroll? What goes on? Do y'all
know they move the ballet and they get a white man and they settle down and then they become a model.
Wait, do they get like a 401k or something like that?
Hi, we're not talking about Milan, Jason. We're talking about for the actual stuff afterwards, okay? So I want to know, anybody that has a life after the stroke, Fem Queen or Witch Queen, because this is a serious topic, because I have a lot of friends who are dead now, and I mean it seriously from the truth of the heart. My friends are actually dead, and I mean that none of them made it to 30 years old, and they all died escorting and getting high off of meth and meeting dates and having group sex with each other, and all this ridiculous. So I'm just trying to figure out, am I the only one experiencing this, or is this, like, happening around the board? Because it's getting rather late.
No.
It's a big thing. It's happening everywhere, yeah.
We have reached the print voicemail box of 6, 7, 8, 9.
So, I know a few people that have come up from escort and then actually have gotten real jobs and have gotten back in school and things, but what happens to some of these people? Because you know there are people in the scene that we all watch and clap for and do all of this stuff for. And do you know that they're like in their upper 30s and they're still on Adam to Adam, sending links and pictures?
Because that's all they know. Because we've had this conversation on State of Emergency. We've had this conversation before. That's all they know. They don't think that they can do any better. They don't want to do any better. When you're used to making $300 and $400 in one day, you don't want to go to work for 8 hours a day to only get $300 or $400 at the end of the week.
Okay, well, let me put it to you like this. I have a friend at work. Okay, I have a friend at work that does not mind paying dates for services. Okay, he pays all the time, and he'd rather do it like that because he pays them to come and he pays them to leave. That's his motto, and he pays very good change, $400 and $500 a session. But he only wants a certain amount of pop when he does it. So I respect that. But now he's to the point where he's paying these people and he's running into all of these different groups, all different people that are linking together, and they're working him for the point. And he's starting to get, and mind you, he's Caucasian. So he's basically getting hip to what the kids are doing.
me personally, I have friends who did that, so I would never put it out there that that's exactly what they do. But even the dates are starting to get hit to the kids in their shenanigans. What do you do when the queen isn't active anymore? Do you go out and, like, kill yourself? I mean, do you go out and just, like, get high to the point that you can't think anymore? I'm just trying to understand because I'm a little bit confused on
how they go from, that's why some of them travel from state to state so that they can be a new face in a new state. Why do you think so many of them are on Jack and Grindr so that as soon as they...
I don't even know what that is, so can we go past that? Because I don't know what that is.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Let's stop. Let's stop. What explanation do you want from girls who don't hoe?
I said, do you have friends? Did you not hear what I said, Mr.
But this is the thing. You want me to, this is the thing. If I was able to explain it to you in such a profound way that it would fuck your whole entire life up, you still wouldn't get it, because I wouldn't get it. And it don't matter how many friends I got, I still don't get it. And I got motherfucking just as many friends as you do. And some of mine, I still walking around here living.
I really don't have that many now because they're dead.
I want to know, you really want me to be able to tell you why somebody decided that they didn't want to give up anymore, and the only thing they wanted to do was sell their body and to be used. And then you want me to tell you exactly what their plan is after they done getting all of their youth and all of their vitality sucked out of them by weightless, lifeless-ass human beings, and then you want me to be able to tell you exactly what they're going to do with their weightless, lifeless-ass body.
Okay, I have the real breakdown, and it's the fucking truth, and I ain't not trying to save or spare nobody's fucking feelings. Fuck that.
Thank you.
I'm trying to get my thoughts together. Give me a second, but I'm about to give you the real fucking breakdown.
Jean Coba.
Thank you. Talk amongst yourselves.
Cheryl,
we done. What are we talking about? I missed it because you know I got kicked off. Hello?
Mark wants us to figure out what we're going to do. If Mark wants us to come up with a social security system for old hoes.
Let me tell you something, bitch. Ain't nobody asking you to come up with a
I couldn't help it.
That's an opinion of people who have people in their lives around them who have done it and succeeded. This isn't about what you're doing now. I said life after the stroke for...
But how many retired whores do you think we know?
Some of them just get surgery to look young again so they can continue and they don't have to stop.
Right. Some of them turn around, they've been hoeing so long as a butch queen, they transfer over and start hoeing as a femme queen.
I can't.
Yeah.
What do you want me to give you?
I mean, and there's some don't even have to be femme queens. I mean, they're just butch queens who... dim the lights and put on a wig when the date comes, honey.
Some of them have regular. Some people have regular jobs.
Most of them are moving to New York. They end up HIV positive, and this is not a read. Most of them are moving to New York to try to live rent free. Get moved to New York to a rent free program where they can get medication that they're not going to take and try to live for the rest of their lives. Because that's what's going to end up happening. That is their pension plan. That is their 401k, to go someplace where a state has money or enough money that if they become infected, that state is going to take care of them for the rest of their life.
Okay.
That is their 401k.
I don't agree with that, Jason, because I don't think that part is true because people that are don't even go to the doctor. So why would they think that the state is going to take care of them when they're not even going to the doctor to see about themselves or the damn state to take care of them?
But he's saying that's the last resort, I guess.
Yes, London. Basically, that's their last resort.
Right. The girls are sitting around and having bug parties where they infected each other on purpose.
Are you serious?
Oh, I never heard of that.
Here it's called the gift-giving party.
Right, down here in Chicago, it's called a bug party, where the girls who are sitting around here, because they automatically know they get Social Security benefits and all the rest. This is the reason why I got upset when Mark said it. What do you want me to tell you about these people who are out here committing suicide socially?
Because I never heard no bullshit like that in my life. Are you serious?
Yeah, they did an entire fucking episode about it on Queer as Folk. That shit is real.
bullshit. I don't watch nothing gay. I got enough of y'all around me. What the fuck would I want to watch?
Well, I don't go to them. So there ain't nothing
woman.
I can tell you.
It started out, okay, it's okay, here we go. So this is going to be sex ed night. It started out as what they would do is it's probably one or two people at the party that are HIV positive. And everybody else there is going there with the intent of becoming HIV positive so that they can continue to have unsafe sex and not have to worry about becoming infected because they're already infected. So their thinking is if I go to this party and I know that there are gift givers here, I'm going to catch the gift. So now I can see, once I catch the gift, I can go out and I can be a slut and whore and I can fuck raw and I won't have to worry about HIV because I've already gotten it and I don't have to worry about it no more.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
You have me now.
So they're called gift-giving parties, bug parties, whatever you want to call it, that's what it's called, a gift-giving party. But to me, it's called you're killing yourself in a very slow way. Instead of just going to the closet, going to the garage, cutting the car on, and not opening up the windows and just killing yourself. Walk out into traffic because basically you just want to kill yourself. Because they don't like using condoms. They'd rather do that. They'd rather go to a party, an unsafe sex party.
Well, I mean, but you know what, though? Not to cut you off, though, Jason. I mean, you know, when sex parties get that. So I mean, it's just another name for a sex party. I mean, like,
it's not.
But,
This is taking all the risk out of it. This is, you already know that this is the party that you're going to. This is not just one person who HIV positive that showed up at a sex party and decided that they were going to go out there and they were going to infect as many people as they possibly could. This is somebody who is not HIV positive going to seek out HIV positive people on purpose so they can turn around and actually have sex.
So they will
actually know who they got it from. They'll actually know what it is, and they will continue to mess around with HIV positive people, or they will affect others. Those of you who are at your computers and you are in the London Tea Party, you can hit refresh. Marquise Valentine actually just posted it. It's called Bug Chasing. For those people that want to know about it, you know, yada yada yada.
Work, Marquise. We have a caller, 267-902. You're live on the air.
What's up, everybody? It's Nikki.
It's called Chasers.
If you Google it, you can find it. But on a different note, I have a very close, long-time sister.
Yes.
That is a sister to a lot of people in the ballroom. Who is an icon, who definitely needs a lot of prayer right now.
Who?
No name needed.
Yes, it is. It's a name needed. Because we're not going to do this tonight.
There's no one in the A-list group already.
No.
We don't know no name. I don't say prayer up to somebody who name I don't even know.
When I go in my closet, I know who I am. She's getting enough prayer.
Nicole. Okay, first of all, this is my girlfriend. You will not get on this air and try me and be like that. You will stop the madness.
I never mentioned the Ambie's name. The Ambie's my sister for 17 years.
Well, we want to know
she
the name of the girl that
me.
You're talking about.
I didn't mention no names and no names.
Child,
and
we're not asking you to do nothing. You said you got on the line to start talking about somebody needs prayer, girl. We're going to tell you that you don't need to do a name.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
We don't need you to drop a name.
How can I hear five fucking idiots talking at once?
This is the only motherfucker talking at this moment in time. You got on here talking about this, a girl needs prayer because she really needs
okay,
help.
And you
okay,
know
girl,
who it
I'm
is
telling you,
so
if you can't drop
you,
no name, then why would you
is.
Turn around and tell us to pray for some anonymous person? Maybe I don't like her. Maybe she don't deserve my prayer.
Who?
Devin. Hold on, Devin. This is J-Rock. Why the fuck would you come on London's Tea Party talking about a girl needs prayer any motherfucking way? So that
she already
so
put that in for in my live group. She made that whole post what she was about to say in my live group.
Girl,
anyway.
That makes you the messy bitch to come in here and say that. Get the fuck out of
here. Wait a minute. Hold up.
And baby,
phone.
I'm far from a motherfucking idiot, honey.
I graduated from Stanford State College, honey.
You better check my motherfucking background, boo boo.
Wait a minute, Tiffany. Did you just say she made a whole post? Because I don't see what this man says in my
She put that
script.
Whole thing. Do you want me to? She put the whole, what she was about
yes,
to say
to
you,
too,
she put the whole thing in Milan's group earlier today. Yes, she did.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to put my phone down because I'm not about to give this bitch life.
Why would Armin Hammer really come on here and say such thing?
But
like
wait a minute,
that?
Can I ask y'all something? Since I mean, because it's all over the place. What was okay? Mm-hmm. I just want to know who is okay. Who is
okay?
Since she won't tell, who it is, what was the purpose of even like?
Because
that's
she came on
saying.
Here to be fucking messy. She does
Girl,
whatever
she
the
put,
problem.
Hold on, let me say this. Let me say this real quick, not to cut y'all off. She put that damn post in 6 hours ago on Milan Group, and her exact words was, please, everyone, please pray for a very dear sister of mine and a sister of all of you, an icon. Did she not just say that? No
yes.
name needed
yes.
for now. Listen, no name needed for now, but heavy prayers are so needed, our dear Lord will know who you are praying for. Please thank you all kindly. My nerves are a wreck, but I must stay strong.
Oh, she must be talking about Naomi, because that's the only one who she ever called her sister and stuff like that, and a sister from everybody else.
I'm not come on here trying her like that, Nicole. That's fucking tired. As long as y'all been friends, I've been down to Philly numerous of times. That's fucking tired for you to keep doing that to her. That is tired. And if you don't like her, you don't see her no more, just stop talking to her. You already stalked her on Facebook for 8 weeks. And then you still didn't get a response from her. Leave the lady the fuck alone.
Mark, she's not on the phone. She can't hear you.
But my thing is, she's always talking about that's her sister. Every time she says something about it, she says, she lived with me. We've been grandparents for 17 years. She lived with me. Girl, who gives a fuck? Girl, you lived in a trailer home. Who gives a fuck? Girl, next.
I got an attitude now.
All of us do.
Girl, she put, to me, it's like she came on to be funny because she just put
no,
that shit
she
in
came
my
on
group.
To be messy. She didn't come
it's
on to
not
be
even,
funny.
It's, you know
she
what?
On,
when you get to a point where you don't, you get to a point where it's some people that's tongue tied. You get to a point with some people.
And then I'll give a fuck. What you say about
them.
Me? I'm the fish. I want to be a tranny. I'm the fish. I got motherfucking 2 kids. Blah blah blah, bitch. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I'm about big
Nicole,
fucking
you
big
don't.
Hippo.
From this point on, after I say what I'm about to say, you will get no more life from me. I breathe nothing into you. I breathe nothing good, and you know what? I'm not even going to do that. The devil is a lie. I will not let him use me.
We don't care what people say. We know the truth.
Well, y'all stop giving that child life. She cannot hear y'all no more. She is disconnected. She can't even call in and listen to the show. She's gone.
Thank you, Jasmine.
Why are you guys even talking about her? She is gone. She can't even call in. She calls in and she hears, there's another show scheduled until next Monday. She can't listen to the computer, and she is just completely gone. Don't give her no life. She's done.
Right,
pray
she's a
knot.
Pray for her.
Yeah. I'm going to have to pray for my damn self because that made me want to slap the piss out of that hoe.
You know what? The girl
I would say slap her cheek, but she ain't going to see
her. Everybody get y'all so tight on the show. Why am I getting so tight over her?
No, you know what it is, Jasmine. I apologize about that, but you know what it is? I happen to actually know Niambi and like her. The thing was that she came on
Milan show because somebody sent me the for the recap. They was talking about how Niambi was out there. Actually, it was Kelly's show. She was out there for Grand March, and she was doing, I mean, not Grand March. She got called out for LSS. She did something. I don't know what she did because I haven't seen the clip yet. But whatever it is, it triggered Nicole to start her on this rant about Niambi. So now she's on this kick. She wants to pray for Niambi. I guess she may have seen the clip. I don't know. But she's, like, at this girl, and any chance that she gets, she's after her. Why does she have to bring her here? She's already stalking the child on Facebook. Why does she have to come here to bring drama here? She already said what she said on Kelly's show. She said what she said on Milan's show. She said all the things she needed to say. Why does she have to come back to this?
To stay relevant, I guess.
Well, she can't. She banned from this show.
That girl don't bother nobody. She don't bother nobody. I don't understand why she doesn't. And I guess because people give it to her, she wants to give it to somebody else. But she's not getting a response, and it's getting rather tired. See,
I guess she was really perched, and she needed a cup of tea, so she came through.
Okay, can I talk about something? I want to bring something up. I want to get everybody's opinion while y'all are here because I don't want it to be perceived as I'm being shady or I'm trying to.
Yes,
be
if you get the surgery, you'll still be considered a woman.
Oh.
Oh, honey, you're late, bitch. I've been had my snatch, honey. Y'all girls need to catch up. Y'all need to catch up, baby.
What are you talking about?
No, the joke is still there.
Baby.
It's still
I'll bust it open and, honey, drop it low and bust it open, baby, honey.
Well, go ahead. What you want to hear?
Don't do nothing, girl. Devin, you wish you had one this week.
Yeah, because y'all need to hear this. It's not boring me. I'm tired of sitting at the desk. Come on, let's go.
Let's make
it hot. Let's make it very interesting.
Okay.
And
I
want to
know what everybody thinks about the clip. I know everybody has seen it. How do y'all feel about the clip with Gigi and Tempers? Let's go.
I haven't seen it.
I ain't seen it.
I've seen it.
So that there was ultra shade at the end of the clip, which I loved extremely.
With Vicky and who?
We're not talking about her.
Wait, no, I'm going to post it in the tea party room.
Okay, because I didn't know what you were talking about.
Right.
And then everybody looked. I mean, to me, Sanaya gave the classic, like, basically what all made me think about when he said, classic old school shade, like how the girls do it. Kind of like if Paris is burning when, what was her name? Said, you know, the shade is like, I don't have to tell you you're ugly. You know you're ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, this, that old school, I'm not being catty. I don't have to call you out of your name. I don't have to blah, 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 for you to really feel and understand what I'm saying. Now, this is what I want to say. People are going to have their fans or their supporters. I'm sure this person has this support, this person has that support. I think when people try to make it bigger than what it is, outside people, that is where you have all the confusion from. If everybody would just stay out of it and stop voicing their opinions or whatever and probably whispering things in people's ear, it would probably just be a classic shade battle. But also, when you throw subliminal shots, I like to say, don't throw out what you can't take. If you throw subliminal shots at somebody, then, you know, don't be offended when somebody feels a certain type of way and they say what they have to say. Now, y'all watch the video and then we'll turn it.
Well, you know what? I got a question. Well, where did it stem from? Like, I mean, because from what I could have sworn was Temperance and, well, no, it's not Temperance. Who was it? It was Dee Dee and, Temperance, that's right, Temperance and Dee Dee. I thought they were girlfriends, you know, I thought they were, like, cool and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, where did the shade, does anybody know, like, where did it start from or where did it stem from?
What you mean, the actual
shade? Well, I can't see.
You mean
I can't speak for Temperance.
At night. Or you mean the actual shade or just that night?
No, I mean, like, just where did it come from when all of a sudden they it was like a friction between them?
Well, it came from when Temperance left Chanel or got put out. I don't know what really happened, but when she left, her being who she is and her being Mother Blondie, okay, let's just, you know what, let's just keep it real. I believe that a lot of this stems from
a few of the people in the ballroom wanting to make it hot between these two, and now it's taking on a life of its own, and neither one of them can control it.
I agree.
So that's why they got very then. They said to
I don't even think that it goes that far back. You know what I'm saying? It might be something underlying, but I don't even think, because these are people, I mean, that have been girlfriend sisters for years, 13, 14, 15, something years, okay? My
this
thing
is
this. Now, I'm only going to say what, I mean, I'm not going to go into directly what this woman said, but I know that Didi has said this one quote to me personally. It was all in fun when she called Tempest out. She wasn't trying to be messy. She wasn't trying to be catty. She said it was just fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, making it hot, like how the girls used to do back in the day. You know, giving a good show for ballroom. Not trying to be catty and trying to be messy. But what I think is, now this is my opinion. It's not what she has said to me. I think that when people, outside people, start talking in people's ears, like how, you know, saying, oh, girl, she trying to come for you. Or, you know, oh, girl, she trying, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
why she asked you, girl? Oh, she can't take, girl. You know what I'm saying? Well, girl, then it becomes messy. Because to me, I do feel when a lot of stuff happened is when Sasha and Tempest was on that video that everybody's seen. Y'all remember that one that he put up, Ballroom Throwback, put up with Tempest and Sasha?
Mm-hmm.
Where somebody had pulled, I think she had pulled a ponytail or something.
Mm.
It was a lot of subliminal messages, subliminal shots that they was throwing at Dee. I mean, I'm just going to say how I feel. You know, y'all might not agree with me. People listening, y'all might not agree with me. This is my opinion.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Okay, never mind. Go ahead, keep finish. And then...
It was a lot of subliminal shots being thrown. You know what I'm saying? It was things said like, oh, well, you know... I don't have to have a lot of people at my house, you know, for me to like, you know, for people to like me, you know. Watch what you say. The girls take things the wrong way. Oh, you know, he let people rip her up, give her a rib sandwich. She was on Ballroom Throwback talking about be ready. I mean, it was just a lot of little stuff. So, okay, yeah, that lady might have did take offense because maybe she's thinking this is my sister and I'm just, it's just all in fun and then you're making this subliminal stuff. Then when y'all get on this one that we're watching, you're saying, oh, this my sister, and she's telling you, I did take it personal when you said these things, and you walk off like, oh, no, because if you, you know, that's my sister, I'm not going to do on this on TV, and if you felt that way, you should have called me. Okay, well, if you felt she was going to do a little shot at you, why didn't you call her? Why did you take it on ballrooms with Sasha and say what you had to say? You see what I'm saying? Like, just throw it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, why you didn't do the same thing that you saying you should have did to you?
Let me say something. And whoever's listening from the computer or playing the video in the background, mute your phone really quick.
Is that Jason?
Jason.
Because that is loud.
Kind of.
Okay, word.
Yeah, that was Jason. Jason, I needed you for a second.
Hey, don't let me
know. Listen, I come from an era where two girls could be getting ready in their own apartment or at an apartment, you know, one of their apartments, and they can go to a ball because a scandal sheet was released or the girls have hyping up the category, and they can go to that ball together in the same cab, the same car, get to that ball together, walk in together, and they can hit that floor and battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were battling for $10,000 and then walk off together. That's the fun of it. What's happening now within our day right now, everything is taken so personal. Just like with the pictures last night, everybody takes things so personal. You cannot make a comment about anything or anybody nowadays without it being so personal. And I don't know where this is coming from, what egos, I don't know where this is coming from at all, but I think it's completely sad. The bottom line is Tempest and Didi have their friendship, their relationship of sisterhood or whatever. And that they're the only ones that can settle this matter.
Now, if they're taking things personal, like you said, Tiffany, one should have called the other right off the bat. But I don't think personally Dee Dee did anything wrong, because Dee Dee just made the call out just like anyone else does. It happens with categories. It happens on scandal sheets. It happens on invite lists. And bottom line is everybody does not need to take things so damn personal. These two girls can battle at whatever ball they want to, just to settle whatever score they have. And at the end of the evening, walk off together and have fun. That's what needs to happen. Of course, the queens are going to fill their heads up with a whole bunch of mess. That is how the queens are. But it's them two that need to be able to say, this is all for fun, and not take it so personal. And that's where the problem lies right now. This is where they need to sit down and say, okay, let's have fun. Let's give them a show, because that's what they all want. Everyone wants a show. Everybody wants to see this, and evidently they want to do it as well. But they just can't continue to throw all this shade and make it so bad and make it so hyped up in a negative way, because it can be done in a positive way. The same thing with Kelly and Shay Shay. The same thing with Sasha and Sanaya. The same thing with Kelly and Persia. This, bring it to the runway. That's all the people ever did, was take it to the runway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This is,
I mean, personally, I think they're both beautiful. I think they're both beautiful women, and I would love to see that battle. I think that would be a hot battle, but I just don't think that it takes all this extra stuff that, I don't think a friendship should be wasted.
This shit is worn in shade. This whole fucking scene is born in shade. I'm getting tired of that bullshit. Like Jasmine just said, back in the day, you could sit there and read your sister. Like, you could sit there and be getting dressed with this bitch in the room and tell her, you know I'm going to let you have it tonight.
Back then, you had categories where you had two chairs sitting right in front of each other, and they read you for filth.
Right. Verbal bones.
And
holy shit. Yeah.
I mean,
it's like, don't nobody understand that this shit is born in shade. This whole entire scene is born in shade. Girl, did y'all hear what the fuck Miss Crystal was doing to that? Did y'all hear what the fuck she was doing to Miss Harlow? She was reading the dog shit out of Harlow.
She wasn't looking lovely tonight.
She looks beautiful, bitch, but she's not looking lovely tonight. It's terrible. She reading this girl in front of her face. And, girl, this is what it is. This is how this scene is born. It is born out of shade. The girls understand
the
that it is born
is,
out of shade.
The bottom
this
line
is
these two girls need to settle their differences.
On the floor.
I have opened up the door for them too, as well as a couple of other people, to come to Gasoline and settle their differences on the floor. I have opened it up to $1,000 for them to come out and do it, which will probably be risen up for all these people that want to see it, put some money up in it, and have these two girls battle. But have these two girls battle to win that money and walk off the runway together. And happy. You know, just give them what they want. If that's what they want, give it. And it's only an invite. They're invited to do this. And that's what they're going to wind up doing anyway. They're going to come to the ball. They're going to battle. And then the next day, it'll be something else with someone else. So just leave it alone. Just all they're doing is just, it's going to continue to go back and forth. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen next. There'll be Vicky Gotti interviews. There'll be aftermath and recap, and it'll all just happen, constantly happen up until Gasoline. And that's what's going to wind up happening, because that's where these two girls are going to end it at. And the same thing's going to happen with Shay Shay and Kelly. The same thing's going to happen with Sasha and Sanaya. And if it doesn't happen, oh well.
Well, I hope it happens, because I would love to see it. I think that would be a good battle right there.
That would actually be fun to see.
Take it back to the way it used to be. That's all everyone keeps saying. Take it back to the way it used to be. Highlight two individuals They get on your floor. They show that talent. They show their creativity. They show you what they got, and they walk away a winner. And that's how it goes. So we just leave it at that.
Anybody, if they have any thoughts, what's going on?
No, I'm
done. I've had this thought since last week when I first found out about the category for the cornball, which was the black male, that some of these categories.
Can somebody tell me about that? Because I keep hearing about it, but I don't know what it was calling for. Like that's why I'm gagging about this market getting put out and all this other stuff.
My feeling on that was that when some of these categories are being come up with, they may sound hot at the time, but you're asking for trouble. With a category like that, you were asking for trouble. It was messy.
What was the category asking for? Can you please tell
me? It was apparently that the Butch Queens had to have some kind of blackmail that they had to present to the judges on the next schoolboy. So that's when they came up with pictures, I guess, from people's Backpage ads and Adam from Adam and schoolboys up in drag and whatever else they could find that was used would be used as considered blackmail to present to the judges so that they would win and the person would lose. And that's asking for trouble. When you do something like that, you're asking for trouble because people nowadays are not as sensitive as they were in 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, where I could battle you at the end of the runway. We're going to hug. We're going to kiss. You're going to go your way. I'm going to go my way. And we're going to part. And like, I'll see you again the next time. You got me today. I'll get you tomorrow. We don't have that anymore. What we have now is, oh, bitch, it was shade on the panel. Oh, that bitch sucked this judge dick. Oh, that one paid that judge off. Oh, you had to, you tried me. You doing the same thing I do. How dare you throw that up in their face? How dare you throw that up in my face and present that to these people when you're doing the same thing I'm doing? It starts in your home. It starts, and I will say it, and I will continue to say it, it starts in the home. If these parents in these homes would sit their kids down and have conversations with them and tell them things like, when you walk, sometimes you're going to have a bad night, and sometimes the person is going to beat you, but at the end of the day, it's a competition, and sometimes you're going to lose, and you need to be a gracious winner or gracious loser. But yes, we are all shady, and we all have shade in us, and we can all be a little mean at times. I know that I can, but I know myself. But I know that I can't take everything personal. You can't take everything personal, because eventually you end up with people lights getting out, and people feeling disrespected, and people getting popped. People getting stabbed up, people getting shot, people getting run over, they leaving out of the ball, and you got people getting in cars and they want to chase them down in trucks. It has to stop.
No, it really does. No more violence. Please just take it out on the floor. If you can't take it out on the floor, if you can't take a lose, you know, suck it up at the end of the day. Ballroom is not your life.
But they keep saying, you know, stop the violence, do the bandless and all this shit like that. But I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, one of two things is probably going to happen. Either the girls are really, really going to get over the ballroom scene whenever that does happen and not go anymore.
Or no, they're still going to go.
Huh?
They're still going to go. You know what, though? I'm kind of like with Jason. I think what's going on is, and this is what trips me out, when you have legends, when you have legendary people, or even icons for that matter, that do not explain to the new kids, hey, this is ballroom. Let me introduce a word to you. It's called shade. Let me, and then explain to them what shade is, where it started in, all this kind of shit, and say, and one day you may get shaded. Or can you take shade? Oh, ain't nobody finna tell me about, okay, baby, well, you can't walk because you're going to get shaded. Somebody's going to throw shade at you. The girl that's battling next to you may throw shade. How do you recover from shade? I mean, these kids don't even know what that is. They just be like, oh, that bitch don't like me, and she tried me.
Child, these icons and legends are too busy trying to have the girls to shake their purses at them before they even try to give them any type of advice about what to do and what not to do in the dog in the ballroom
but
scene.
My thing is, they're falling into, this is what I don't understand. If you are a legend, an icon, you already know what shade is. So when one of your kids gets shaded, why are you going up there to pop judges or either jump the table and stuff as a legend? You should say, gone on, because that's the same thing as with me. I kind of felt some kind of way when I got chopped, but Stuart was sitting right there, and Stuart was looking at me like, bitch, if you try anything on it, get the fuck up, you know, and I was like, well, I seen the look on Stuart's face, like, you know what shade is. If it is shade, it's shade, but you got chopped. I'm not going to try to save your ass from no recovery or nothing, so I know how to take a chop. So I was like, that's when I started joking and stuff with them because they couldn't tell me if it was a chop, if it wasn't, and they was playing around. But Stuart was looking at me like, don't carry this on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're carrying. That's what you're supposed to do. Look at your kids and say, don't do that because it's their name on it. They're going to be like Ebony. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, that's stupid. I don't understand. Now, what if Stuart would have jumped on the table and like, bitch, y'all shading. Bitch, that shade. Bitch, you're not going to try my child. And then the next thing you know, if I was a dumb young queen, I'd be like, okay, my mother is jumping. Bitch, let me jump too, because y'all not going to say nothing to my mother. So my thing is, if the icons and legends see that their kids are getting shaded, go up there and get your child and get them off the fucking floor.
They too busy being a child themselves.
Go up there and get your child and a reason why they got chopped. And why they spend their money to come to a ball to not get to participate over some dumb shit.
Because at the end of the day, you chose, and that's what I be saying. Like I tell the new kids, at the end of the day, you chose. Nobody, well, then I can't say that. Well, you chose to do this. Nobody can't force you to fucking walk. Or nobody can't force you, because if somebody forcing you, bitch, you're not a grown ass. You're not grown. I wish a motherfucker would tell me, bitch, you gotta walk this far. Well, bitch, if I
we
gotta walk
this far. We have a call at 718-882. You're on the air.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Jasmine. It's Lala. I ain't called in a minute, but I just had to chime in. I think that, you know, y'all always want to say that the young kids, but no shade. It be the legends and icons that echo fool. I was watching the little icon ball and half them categories. Harold and Tony and all that kind of carrying. So
mm-hmm.
How can you turn around and tell your child how to conduct themselves when y'all can?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then on top of it, like, sometimes, yeah, everybody say, you know, it's shade, keep it moving. But it is some instance where, like, you know, where it's not shade. It's like they're trying it because they're in authority power to try it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like, it's time, you know, Seven might overturn the chop and look at you like, bitch, I'm Seven, an icon. Bitch, who gonna check me? Bitch, I said it's overturned. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
Because it's her girlfriend.
That's true.
But if it's a girl who's a nobody and they get chopped, then they want to say, move out the way. Like, you know, who are you? Sit down, bitch, who are you to check me? So it's like so much, you know, it's like so much,
that's
you know,
true.
Favoritism back and forth, you know. And then at the end of the day, people, so many people, not everybody stunts and everybody escorts. Some people, some of these kids do spend their hard-earned money and sit around doing their effects all day. So when they come and they hit the floor, you know, at the end of the day, we're all human and they are kids. And you are publicly humiliating somebody, you know, on ballroom throwbacks. People can, you know, share it. Or, bitch, you the bitch that got chopped. So sometimes you have to still be mindful that we all are human and everybody is sensitive. Just because, you know, Jasmine can take shade or Naima can take shade, but maybe something that, you know, somebody said something to London, like the Didi situation. Tempest took it as, oh, it's just in fun. But no, to her, it was personal. Certain things you don't. You know what I'm saying? You have to be mindful that we're still human, competition
right.
or not. You know what I'm saying? Just like, you know, and the Olympics is going on right now. Just, I think there's, like, just no rules that we just go with, oh, the ballroom, we just stay. This is the way it is. But we, as we can see, the old ways is not working. So sometimes maybe it should not be so much shade, and some rules and structure needs to be implemented.
What rules and structures did you want?
Oh, I mean, personally, I don't participate anymore. I just don't. You know, I have my bad experience.
I mean, if you had your choice, what rules did you like?
I mean, I feel like, okay, my choice. One of my thing is, I feel like sometimes, like some categories, you know, it's the difference between reading what's in fun. But when you start doing like sometimes like personal kind of attacks towards somebody, like and you being
no,
like,
I'm saying in this ballroom, say what would you like to see implemented?
Well, for me per se, because if you always want to say that it's supposed to be like a competition, or you know, I feel like it should just be. I feel like it should be more like different. I don't feel like, you know, parents and stuff should, you know, it's cute for parents and stuff. Okay, I'm going to give it to you, like, in this analogy of it. Like, I do pageants and stuff. That's my thing. You know, I do pageants.
Okay.
To me, at the end of the day, yes, pageants is shady. You know, you have pageants sometime where you have a good girl, you know, someone that judge, someone that might do a favor or do some shit. But for the most part, at the end of the night, when they tally up them scores, bitch, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, you go home, you read your score sheets, you keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I think sometimes at balls, you know, when they drain out these characters. I was watching so many clips today, like the little whatever Jack was going off about something, about they were trying to change something, but his child already had won and all that. Like sometimes they carry and drag stuff on for no reason. Then on top of it, they never start on time. So you have to keep in mind people are high, drunk. Upset.
Okay,
hitter.
In reference to you saying between the pageant and the ballroom community,
yeah, so
what
I
would
just
you
think
want
that
to see change?
When it comes to like scoring or something, like it should be something more, because the difference in the ballroom scene is when you have judges, that's your peer.
Just like you got judges in the pageant saying.
Yeah, but 9 times out of 10, you don't know them. Like you may know them. Like if I do like this weekend I had EOI. Okay, say if I was doing, you know, Miss Black Universe or whatever. The judges, I may know them from, you know, around, but 9 times out of 10, they don't know me on a personal level like that. So it's still like,
that time out of 10, you don't know the judges that sit on the panel. I don't know, Kiki, but I don't know Kelly. I don't know Jasmine when they sit on the panel.
No, but what she's saying
is
someone that does know Kelly, someone that does know whoever's on the panel, they will win over you because they know that person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when it's a pageant, you know, like, you know, because I've even, you know, put pageants together before, like, you know, and, you know, you go to the judge, you let them know, bitch, this is how I need this to be done. And I don't care, you need a bar machine. I have all these little meetings they quote unquote say. But at the end of the day, somebody can have meetings and say, we're going to judge fair. As soon as their girlfriend gets there, give them a bump, give them a cocktail, and say, bitch, okay, it's $1,000 tonight. Bitch, when my child hit that floor, bitch, we splitting it. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like when it comes, it shouldn't just be people that's in the scene, period, to me, because then it won't be any shade because you don't even know these people. You know what I'm saying? Versus when it's people you know, then it's all, and then y'all always want to keep saying, oh, that's just, it's no point to have people who we don't know judging, but y'all won't know if y'all don't try.
So you want
to doing it the regular way,
judges.
And it keeps being a problem.
So you want to have anonymous judges at the ball that don't nobody know?
Yeah, to me, yeah. Because that way.
So what would they be for?
Because to me, their opinion is real and honest, because they don't know anybody that's walking, and they're not favoritism to nobody, because they're there to do a job, which is judge what they see and what the promoter of that function tells them.
Mm-hmm.
What they're looking, they're judging for? Like, that's kind of iffy, because if you have somebody that don't know what it is, what ballroom is, how can they judge, you know, how can they know what they're judging that's before them? You know, like somebody doing Vogue. How do they know if they're giving them five elements? How do you know,
I understand that, but see, this is my thing, because I have, you know, some people always want to say, oh, nobody would go to a ball if people was on a panel that nobody knows. But if I feel like Jasmine, she's an entrepreneur. So for me, if I went to her function and she had people on the panel that I never knew or knew nothing about, I'm content when I give her my $30 to know that Jasmine had people on that panel and she's talked to them and she has people that is proficient in that area. So it's all about the person who promotes it and who they put in that position.
So you would prefer that the ball. So you would prefer that the panel change from person to person on category.
What she basically saying is that we can't get a fair trial or fair judging because these people are following the politics.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait a minute. So if y'all say that the children are following the politics,
I agree with her. They are following it.
A lot of judges do not have minds of their own.
They're following the next person. They're following what somebody did last week. the 2 weeks ago, last month or whatever, and we have the same people on the panel constantly. The same people are on the panel constantly.
And
that is where a lot of this bottom line is. Again, it's just too many balls. If we had 6 balls a year, I think that would be perfect because it would give us such a break. It will give a panel a break. It will give people time to prepare, and it will give people something to look forward to. There's just too many balls, and it's the same people at the balls with the same egos doing the same bullshit that they did last week.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have new
flavor.
Well,
that's up to the promoters.
Because that's the thing, though. People say this is an extracurricular activity, but if you really think about it, this is a
you're
very
saying,
expensive
no extracurricular
activity. Right. This is very expensive is what I'm trying to say. You have kids who, like you're saying, if you only had 6 balls, that would give people a time to prepare and everything else like that. When you have so many balls people are trying to go to, you got people that live from out of state. Okay, they got to either try to buy plane tickets. They got to get their, you know, gas. They got to catch a bus. They got to get a hotel. I mean, and then you want them to walk. So they got to get their productions together, and they got to pay to, you know, put into their effort of their look for the ball. But it being so many ball and these kids going from state to state, different places, you know, that can get very expensive.
But you know what, though? I agree with Ala wholeheartedly when she say that y'all they need to change the panel. They need to stop having these same icons with these attitudes that's stuck in their damn ways that they are, and these same legends that are stuck in their ways, these old-ass goats that want to stay relevant to the doggone scene.
Wait a minute. Am I looking at the same ball y'all be looking at?
No, listen, I'm just saying in general, like Jasmine said and like Lala said, just in general, they need to definitely change that panel.
That's
you know, because when you,
the
go,
ball.
When you go, listen, when you go to
Devin,
a function.
Shut up, please.
Yeah,
because y'all keep coming up with this new shit, and this
no,
really starting to carry me.
Really
every time y'all come up with this new shit,
if you sit back and stop cutting Jasmine off and stop cutting everybody off and let people get their whole thought or whatever, it's the same thing and not out.
Yeah.
Then maybe you won't keep repeating yourself.
Exactly.
Now, like Jasmine said, and Lala said, the panel needs to change. If y'all want to change anything, they need to change the panel. It's nothing for the person who's throwing the ball to explain to the people on that panel whether they are stars or whether they are statements or whether they are the straight people. Explain to them what to be looking for in that category or what to be looking for when these people walk up. And it would be their honest and earnest opinion. I think then things will start to get fair because if the girls are tired of coming to every single function seeing these same bitches that are evil and bitter in themselves and favoritism up there drunk and high, not even paying attention, probably don't even have past a 10th grade education, judging a doggone category, judging other homosexuals based on how they feel in that particular night. I think they definitely need to change that. And believe it or not, because Jasmine is such a person who is outside the box from everybody else in this entire scene that I've been out since 93. I definitely think she will probably give y'all the okie doke and put other people on the panel that you weren't even expecting to be on the panel.
Y'all don't get it.
And because she's giving away the coin that she is, and because of the statue and the person that she is, then y'all will actually see real judging. You will see who really deserved what at that ball. Trust me, that's where it's going to start.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish, Naima.
Go. I'm done.
When I first started getting back interested in stuff a year ago, and then I went into Terrence Group and the Ballroom Legends Group, I felt my way through there, and I just said, and I posted in things, and I really thought long and hard about, do I really want to come back to this? Because all I kept hearing was the negative stuff, and it just had flashbacks of 93, 94, 95, and I really thought long and hard about it. I'm like, I'm in my 30s. Why would I want to waste my time with this kind of foolishness again? But then I thought about it. Change starts from within, and if I'm not willing to stand up and make a change, then nobody else is. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. yes, we need to have the icons and we need to have legends there. We need to have them there because they're there, but we need to have them there as a history lesson. And you can have one or two on a panel, but when you get to be so far up there and your ego gets you so far up there that nobody can touch you or you feel as though you are that fab or you are that important that you don't have to be on a panel with somebody that you feel is beneath you. First of all, no one should be beneath anyone. Granted, you worked for yours, you've been out on that floor, you did whatever you did to get your title. That's wonderful. Now, what you need to do is sit back and let somebody else get theirs. And if they don't, if they're not bringing it the way that they're supposed to bring it, then you need to say, baby, this is what you didn't do. But to sit there and say, be half asleep, be looking in your gift bag, to be talking to the next girl, to be sizing up who you taking home, to throw, well, I'm such and such icon, you sleeping with me tonight, and I'm not going to just dwell on the negative. I can remember back in the day you had to pay house dues. House dues paid for transportation to the ball. House dues paid for getting the effect for somebody. Nowadays, are houses really doing all of that stuff? Are we really taking the time to invest in helping these kids get the effects that they so they don't have to go out there and craft on their own and wasting their time? I mean, I would be pissed the fuck off if I spent over $1,000 to stay somewhere for the weekend. The ball's supposed to start at 11:30. And it don't start till 6 o'clock in the morning. But I'm okay, but everybody is okay with that. Had that been my situation, do you know what Jason Malik Hines would have done? Would have said, I need to see whoever's responsible for this because all month long, this month, last one, and the month before that, you kept saying your ball was going to start on time. Your ball did not start on time, so you need to give me half of my money back or you need to compensate me in some kind of way because it is now 6 o'clock in the morning. I've been here since 11:30 last night, and I'm tired.
Let me say something, Jason. You hit it right on the nose when you said the change. The bottom line is they need to sit back and let other people take over or whatever. When I gave you guys this show, I allowed you guys to do this show, and as you see, it just has grown. One thing about me is I do not like staying in the same element for too long. I love change, and I love opportunity. When I gave you guys the show, and it started turning into the London show, then the London, Jason, Mark, J-Rock, Tiffany, Devin, everybody, you know, that show, people started saying, why? Ew, that's boring. Who are they? We don't even know who they are. Do they even come to balls? What do they walk? So forth and so on. But that's what they said in the beginning. Now look at where you guys are at now, because I believe and I support it in you. That's the same thing I feel about everything that I do in my real life as well as in the ballroom scene. I believe that there's still a part of, we don't need it to always be all about Kelly, 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 Kelly every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Kelly gets drained with that. She gets tired with that. She needs support. She needs a break. Why not give opportunity to other people as well? Why not give opportunity to the fans? Why not hear what the people have to say, the younger generation, or the people that have been out there for so long, but yet they're not as active, or they're just not caught up in the politics of ballroom? Why not give them an opportunity as well? And that's why I gave this platform to you guys. You understand what I'm saying? Now, everybody knows who Jason is. J-Rock, Tiffany, Devin, Mark, so forth, so on. You know, because I have believed in you. That's the same thing I feel with balls. That's the same thing I feel with judges. Why are we going to just keep the Tom Blumenthal show for 5 years, the Kelly show for 5 years? No, we need different flavor. You have to always have different flavor. Why do you think McDonald's and Burger King and Wendy's and they always change their menu up? it ain't going to be the same damn thing for the next 5 years. You have to keep taking chances, and that's what I believe in.
Well, being that you said taking chances, well,
You see, Naeem, I'm sorry. I completely forgot about you, baby.
Will you be taking a chance with this panel for Gagaween?
Oh, Chelsea's already. Definitely.
Naeem, I'm waiting to see.
Taking a chance how what?
Say it again.
The same people that you see up there right now, last week, next month, and 2 years ago, you know they ain't going to be on that panel.
Oh, you said none of them going to be on the panel.
John, I got categories for them to walk. Why do you think when I build categories, I'll be sitting there saying, I want you to walk. I want you to walk. I need you to be a team captain. I need you here. I need you there. Because I want you to come support my ball. I still want to honor you as well. But I got a different spot for you tonight.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going to say. I've been meaning to say that about have anybody paid attention to how Jasmine's Gagaween ball is calling out people that will normally be on panels. They don't have time to be on the panel because they're going to be walking and in the ball too. So that's why I feel like it's going to be hot, because we'll get to see what made you an icon, what made you a legend. Show me. So that's what I liked about this ball.
I honor, believe me, and you know, that's one thing about me. I will never forget where I come from, who I grew up with, the group grew into this with. I will never forget that. And I always want to honor my brothers and my sisters. So I will definitely have categories for my brothers and my sisters to honor them, because I want them to be a part of me. And I love the fact when they can say, I got one of your trophies at home. I won your grand prize. You know, you're my sister. Raquel is my sister. Me and Raquel were roommates before any of this ever started. That's my sister. She won one of my $5,000. Ayana is my sister. She spends holidays with me in Florida. That's my sister. She won one of my $5,000. So forth and so on. It grows like that. I love when my family, the ones I grew up with, are able to take one of my trophies, one of my grand prizes home, and I honor them that night as well. I also have room for the judges as well, too. But I think about my people as well. So when I build my categories and I build my grand prizes, I build them not only for the new generation, I build them for my current generation that I'm a part of as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and I guess because I have, and because I look at the ballroom and I look at the houses the same way I look at my family. And I know that when, and because of where I am in my age range, I grew up with a lot of my nieces and my nephews. And I understand that they have, that youth have their own way of thinking and their own way of doing things. And sometimes because of the technology that they have, they can come up with something quicker than it would take you or I to. And I'm like, well, how do they think of that? And it's about respect. And even when it comes, and it always, at the end of the day, it always boils down to respect. To give respect, you have to give respect. And respect is something that is earned. And I can't just, because you're 10 years younger than me or 5 years younger than me, I can't just look at you and say, child, you don't know nothing. You might not have all the experience that I have, but I can't disrespect you and say that you don't know anything. And you have a right to get a chip on your shoulder. If all I'm doing is, all you're hearing is the youth of the day is this and the youth of the day is that, and all you're hearing is me putting, is you hearing these older people just putting you down and you're bringing it better than them, sometimes they can't take that. I know that when my grandmother got to a certain age, and I was teaching her math, it got frustrating to her. Well, you don't know what you're talking about, and I had to respect that because that was my grandmother. But that is something that we have to go back to. That if we have these houses have certain days of the week where the kids come in, and you just mentor them, and you just talk to them. It don't even have to be ball related. You just get together and you just talk to them. What's going on in your life? What are you doing? Teach them coping mechanisms so that when they walk out onto that floor, it's not a bunch of fighting, it's not a bunch of bullshit, because they have a coping mechanism to deal with the chop. To deal with if somebody is being shady towards them because they just don't like them. I get sick of hearing, oh, I got chopped. Well, why did you chop them? Just because, bitch, just because is not an answer or a reason for chopping somebody.
Right. But that's one thing that I'm talking about. Like, everybody going to just keep saying ballroom, ballroom, ballroom. And sometimes I don't say anything because it'll turn into a state of emergency show. But we said this on a state of emergency before. It's not only ballroom. You're setting your kids up for failure in life, period. They'll never be able to get a real job. They'll never be able to do anything but ballroom because you don't even know how to tell them to take a fucking chop when they go to work and that damn boss man chops their motherfucking ass or tell them they can't do something. What they going to do, quit? And that's the only job they got? They got to realize that this is the real fucking world. One thing I like about being in the gay world, and I wish everybody can hear this, one thing that I've always liked about being a part of the gay scene, period, whether it's ballroom, pageant, or just going out. I don't go out that much, but when I do go out, one thing I can say, they taught me how to take blows when it comes to mentally, and then like when people throwing shade. I like shade, but because before I came out, I was one of those sheltered children. I went to work, I went home, I went to church. I went to work, I went home, I went to church, and I went to school. I did not do anything else, no house parties, no nothing. My house was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the way it was. So when I get out into the real world, the gay scene taught me how to take somebody shading you. I knew that while I was in the military, that somebody that seen that I was a threat to them, I realized that it was shade. When I say, can I do this, sir? No, you can't do it, Johnson. You're not qualified. That gay people taught me how to say, show me an instruction then. Show me in black and white. And then when a gay person see me do that, they be like, bitch, you were fierce. You told that officer off. No, I didn't tell him off. I learned that in the ballroom scene and the gay scene, bitch, you were shading me. You were being shady. So my thing is, if they don't teach these kids how to take that, and another thing is with the respect, people keep asking me, how you get on that show? How did you get on there, J-Rock? How did you get on there? At first I was like, I don't even really know. I couldn't even tell you. Then I thought about it. Jasmine is not going to put nobody on this damn show that's going to disrespect her. You see what I'm saying? It was out of respect. You sit up here and when you respect people, people see that, and people like you. They like you because you respect them, and then they respect you. But these kids are not getting even, they're not getting even taught that. They're just getting taught, bitch, if the bitch chop you, pop her. You know what? Hit that bitch, and I'm going to back you up. And it's going to keep on being like that as long as these motherfuckers just keep on bagging them up with all this foolishness.
Mark?
You know, I mean, I don't even know what to say about the whole thing. I mean, I've walked balls, I've lost. You know, I probably lost more than I won. And a lot of people have told me, oh, you know, this is what happened. You know, the judge didn't see you. She's a favorite. I mean, it never really mattered to me because I went out to have fun. I'm like you, Jasmine. You know, like people like Malachi and Otogo and different people like that. They're like, you know, role sisters to me. You know, so when we hit the floor, it's always she. You know, that's the whole point of, you know, doing what we do. But off the floor, it's really not that serious. I can honestly not say that I've never hardly been chopped. So that's just one thing. But as far as being tried, I mean, I just don't look at it that way. Me personally, when it comes to me, I mean, I don't know about other people. You know, I figure whatever. But when it comes to me, Jasmine, I don't have any type of animosity. If I went up here and I went up here to vote and Kelly chopped me, I would walk out gracefully and I wouldn't read a word about Kelly because to me, it's the boardroom. I have patience to tend to in the morning. I have, you know, rent to pay. I have bills. I don't really have that much of an attachment on the shadiness part of it. Now, I do understand it, and I can relate to it because I know it goes on to so many people. And, again, I say that I've heard people pay other people to chop people, which I think is wrong. But to me, when you walk out there,
there's a risk that you take stepping on that floor every time that you step out there. And I know for a lot of people, they say, when I get out there, my stomach gets in knots. Your stomach gets in knots because you really don't know what the outcome is going to be. So, therefore, you really have no inclination about how this is going to turn out. You don't know if you're going to get chopped. You don't know if you're going to get through. You don't know if you're going to win. I mean, regardless of who's on that panel, it's always that one person that can look at you with that side eye and give me, I'm not using that. And for me and my time, RR, Tony Revlon, and I would want to say, what's the face, does it for me. Because they're the people that actually look at the wolf to me at my time and basically said, this is not going to work. I don't need chops. So, I mean, I can't honestly say that I have a really, you know, a strong opinion about being chopped at a ball. I know there's a lot of politics that came along, but when Javon was saying earlier, this is all ballroom, this was not always like that. I'm sorry. I'm not inclined to believe, and I'm not trying to embrace this new part of politics. This new politics is out in your face, it's open, and you know it's shady. Back then, it was just underlying shade. But now, it's out of control. And I refuse to look at it from a negative point of view because it's only going to detour me away from the ballroom because I already have a regular life, you know what I'm saying, on the outside. So this is not really a big deal to me. I'm not going to sit here and say that it really is a big deal when it's not to me, when it pertains to me. If I ever walk out there and anybody wants to chop me, be my guest, because tomorrow I have to go to work.
Really quickly, is there a red carpet show or something afterwards?
Yes.
It'll probably be mine.
Somebody call me, because we only got like 2 or 3 minutes left into the show.
Okay, we can all link up.
Jasmine,
no,
called myself.
No, but was Naomi on something that was
I looked at that. That's what I was looking at when you all were probably paging me. And I just guess she, from what I'm seeing,
right,
she just didn't like the I guess she just didn't like the music. I'm going to say she didn't like the
didn't
music
like
that
the
they
beat,
gave her.
And she needed some water. Pronto.
I'm just going to say she didn't like the intro or the music that they were using for her.
Well, I'm just going to say good night to everybody because we got like 3 minutes left. I'll see y'all all for another 4 or 5 minutes.
Okay.
Well, good night,
Paul.
Okay. I can't say good night.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Jasmine. Thank you so much for letting us come on here. I've been wanting to say that for weeks. I keep forgetting.
Yes.
Thank you so much for letting us have this platform.
Yes, thank you, Jasmine.
For me and
yes, we appreciate it. I can't wait to talk to you all guys again Tuesday. London, what do you want me to tell you? Tell INS if they come back looking for you.
tell them I already left today. I left this today, all right.
Are you already left? Because they're trying to deport you, girl.
And London, Great Britain is not going to win this Olympics at all. It's done.
I want to say this, that I live for London. I live for the UK's national anthem, God Bless the Queen. I live for that.
You train
I don't.
Well.
They paying too much homage to a person that's not even immortal. I don't see it, and I don't see the queen.
We had the best grand march. We had standing up.
I will rub chicken grease on that queen. She don't want nobody to touch her. I will rub chicken grease on her
night.
And cook her.
You guys gotta let it. Everybody say good night.
All right,
well, I just
good night.
Say, good night.
I appreciate everything, Jasmine. I can't wait to see your ball. Can't wait to see your judges. You know, all that sort of. I love you.
Are
I love